6 past the hour on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition.
Yeah. Good morning, geniuses, philosopher, kings and queens, working class heroes, pissed off, disenfranchised, liberals, progressive. You know who you are, Democrats. We did all right. 55.5 million of us showed up to vote. 55.5 million. Is that right? 55.5 million.
That's absolutely right, and maybe we're going to have to secede from the union.
There's no seceding.
No seceding?
No, stop looking at that electoral map, Mark Riley.
I'm not looking at it. You're covering half of it up.
This is not the electoral map. This is the map of the country with little pieces of red tape on it that somebody did. The electoral map that you see online and that kind of stuff. I'm sorry, let me talk into the mic and stop looking at the map. All that red and all that blue, believe me, there are, you know, everybody is an American here. There are people that voted for Kerry in all of those red states, a good number of people. You know, I think that they're looking at the red and the blue thing. It's screwing people's heads up. You know what I mean? There's plenty of people all across the country, 55.5 million of them, that voted Democrat, that voted against President Bush. That is the highest number of people to ever vote against a president, ever. And also, I want to make it clear to people, if I could, there's a few points that I have here, that, you know, with the exception of the 2000 election, Bush's popular vote margin of about 3.6 million votes was the smallest since 1976. Did you know that?
Yes.
When then Georgia Governor Jimmy Carter defeated President Gerald R. Ford by about 1.7 million. You knew that already.
Yeah.
Smart guy.
No.
Listen to this. As Wall Street Journal Washington editor Albert R. Hunt pointed out on November 4th, it was a GOP sweep, but it also was the narrowest win for a sitting president since Woodrow Wilson in 1916. All right, so, you know, okay, you know, the popular vote was big. He got a lot of numbers, but it's proportionate to the amount of people that there are, and it all remains proportionate.
Yes.
All right, what I'm trying to say is, you look at that electoral map, it's going to screw with your head. It doesn't mean that we are split as a country. It doesn't mean that. All right, the other thing I want to talk about, really, it's a shame, Mark Riley, that, you know, now we have to talk about, and we do have to talk about the moral issues, that this has now become the national dialogue for the time being, you know, because they exploited these moral issues to take this election by, you know, mobilizing people that were more afraid of gay people than they were of war, terrorism. They thought it was more important than educating their children, than putting food on their damn table.
I have always thought that expressions of faith were meant to be a private situation. That's how I was raised. That was the church I was raised in, okay? Now, maybe other people feel, you know, you want to speak in tongues or hold hands in the workplace or do whatever it is you want to do. This is America. That's fine. But please, do not try and impose your view of right and wrong, your view of moral issues on me. I'm not having it. I'm not feeling it. I don't play that. I've got my own moral standards. I adhere to them, and my family adheres to them. And that's all I'm, for right now, that's what I'm concerned with. All of this, you know, because see, this is what Democrats always do, Mark Maron.
Okay.
You know, something happens, and they say, okay, well, it's a moral values issue. That's the thing. So what's the first thing? You have these Democratic toms that jump up and say, well, I'm religious, too. You know, well, what's the problem? I love religion. I love God. I have faith. Like, you know, you trying to act like that is going to make these evangelicals vote for you. Nonsense. You've got to set up a different paradigm, damn it.
Sorry. I like the way that the word Tom has just traveled. You know, you took it out of its original context, and now we have Democratic Toms, which is not race specific.
No.
I like that.
No.
That's good, man.
Toms is Toms.
Yeah.
You know, the kneecaps hurt.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
We're going to have too much fun if people are going to get mad at us.
Oh, wait a minute. Before we go too far into the past the Tom thing, okay?
Because
I don't want anybody to think I'm a Tom, all right?
No.
Well, we've been getting some emails about a spot that's been running on this air. Let me just say, we hear you.
Yeah, we're going to take care of it.
We're taking care of it because you're right. All right, let's say the people you've been doing the emailing, you're right. So we're dealing with it.
It was a weird oversight.
Yes, it was. It was one of those things we don't listen to the commercials.
There's an oversight on our part because we don't listen to it, but I don't know how somebody, and I guess, you know, we have to talk about it now that we brought it up because people are going to be curious. It's a PSA.
Yeah, it's a PSA. Public service announcement, folks.
Yeah, that suggested that Harriet Tubman was hired when she was 5 years old.
When she was 5 years old. And, of course, Harriet Tubman was a slave at the age of 5. And last I checked, historically, they didn't hire slaves.
Yeah, I don't even, you know, we'll get it off the air for sure.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'll get to the bottom of it. I don't know who put that together. But what I do want to, you know, get to the, not to the bottom of, but I want to bring this up because, you know, I know a lot of people out there are sort of like, it was stolen.
Yeah.
That may be. But you know what? If you're going to hang on to that for 4 years, if that's going to be the dialogue of the progressive wing or the liberal progressive democratic, you know, ideology is that, you know, we're going to sit here and whine about it being stolen. Look, folks, we on this station have been talking about these computer voters with these D-bulb machines, these black box voting machines for almost, for at least 7 months since I've been here. And I started hearing about it a year ago. Okay. So this information has been out there for you people that think that taking action is blind copying people. This stuff has been out there for over a year. And in one place, you know, in California,
they did something about it.
They did do something about it. And the truth of the matter is, that's what should have been done about it. So if you think that sitting around whining about it now and crying injustice and crying theft when you knew about this stuff over a year ago and you didn't take political action or you didn't, you know, reach, there's a million things you can do to get involved around this stuff to get rid of these machines.
And we're going to tell people how to do this.
I mean, the chances of exposing electronic voting fraud, you know, in this election aren't good. It's probably not going to happen, okay? But that doesn't mean that you have to deal with the perils of unverifiable e-voting for the rest of your life, all right? Instead of complaining that the election was stolen and clouding up the dialogue of what needs to be done, you know, to take this country back and to make it, you know, to increase the debate of what real issues are, you know, get out there on a local level. You know, it was done in California. In California, they banned 14,000 voting machines made by Diebold in November, you know, for the November election. This was back in May. All right. The Secretary of State, Kevin Shelley, announced that, you know, he said that 28,000, the 14,000 electronic voting machines, 28,000 other touchscreens, that screens machines that weren't debulled were decertified. And this was because of a committee that was put together within the legislature to question the integrity of these machines.
Yes.
And they fought it on a local government level. You know, these are things you can do. You can write to your county executive, to the state senate, to the state assembly, to the city council, to local judicial seats. And if they do not champion the cause of verifiable voting machines, you know, you can go...
Don't vote for them!
Right. Exactly. Or go to the candidates in person. You know, if there's a large group of voters that will not vote for them, if they don't support these verifiable machines, they will listen. This is how it really works. You know, this is how... But the truth of the matter is, people want to say that the government is this, the government is that, or that the media is this, or the media is that, but it's much more exciting to sit at home in a self-righteous manner and go, ooh, God, I wonder if all my email list knows about this. I got to get this information out there. That helps. It's good to be informed, but I've been seeing this information for over a year, and nobody did nothing about it other than email their friends. So if you want to sit there and whine in the dark about being, you know, that this thing was stolen, that, you know, that justice was not done, that may be the case, but you can blame yourself for not getting involved on a local political level. And now if you're going to cloud up the rest of the dialogue of the liberals and the Democrats in this country with this conspiratorial crap for the next 4 years to try and justify your anger, well, then that's a waste of time, and you are actually working against the process.
This is the work that needs to be done. State legislatures, for example, here in New York, routinely 98% of the people who are already in state assembly and state senate seats get reelected. Why? Because voters don't participate in those elections. And it is those elections, elections for city council, elections for county executive, elections for these judicial seats, these judgeships. This is where the power lies to see to it. A judge can rule that a voting machine is not certifiable. A judge does that.
Right, and also, you know, run yourself. I mean, once you get up from the computer, you know, get up from your freelance graphic design job, get up from your blog, and run for assemblyman, run for state legislature. We took, I think the Democrats won 3 new state legislatures. Yeah, and, you know...
Yeah.
Legislative chambers, and you know, this is the way it really works. I mean, you can sit there and cry in the dark and cry about the media and scream and whine and email your friends, and everyone has that information. Everyone can drop that information at parties and go, oh, dude, I heard about that. I know. What's going to happen? I know. It's so screwed, man. We're screwed. All right, well, see that exchange that I just had fictionally doesn't help. It doesn't help. All it does is it gives people justification to yell and scream and whine like babies. The truth of the matter is that the Republicans have been mobilized by this morally driven force, this religious entity that is a mass of people that are committed to doing whatever it takes to get their agenda through. All right? And if you're going to say, you know, right now there's a lot of people out there going, don't blame the Democrats. We did everything we could, man. We ran a good fight. We fought a good fight. Fine. That's fine. But, you know, let's be honest with ourselves. You know, is it a consolidated agenda? Is it something that people have been working on in the nuts and bolts level for 8 to 10 years, for 15 years? No. You know, if you want to justify yourself and validate yourself by screaming fraud, fine. You know, if that's where you want to be, that's good. Be there for 4 years, and then they're going to take it again.
Yeah, you're right. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the religious aspects of all this, Mark. A subject that I know is near and dear to your heart.
I'm going to try and delegate this stuff. I'm going to try, not delegate, but I'm going to try and, you know, and find a path here that, you know, that we can, you know, that I can accept, you know, because I have to fight my own conspiratorial leanings, but I'm starting to see things differently, and I'm starting to say that if I believe in this system at all, And that I know in my heart that I've never even engaged with it. I've never went and talked to my congressman. I've never, you know, went and tried to, you know, push something through on a government level. I've never done that. I have forwarded a lot of emails.
Well, let me tell you something. It's not easy, but you can do it. It does work. And if you're diligent about it, if you're willing to get up after you've been knocked down, you will eventually win. That's what the Republicans realized. They sat through the 8 years of Bill Clinton. They didn't like it, but they sat through it, and they organized, and now they've got 8 years of George W. Bush.
Oh, man. We're going to come back with God. 17 past the hour, Air America Radio.
Planet Check goes to India. His Holiness Swamiji talks about his clean, green, serene program in Rishikesh.
It started 6 years back and is going on very well. I'm very excited and enthusiastic to see the progress.
This green guru stresses the importance of a healthy ecosystem.
If this is alive, we are alive. Water is working for us, giving us life.
Swamiji believes we worship Earth as Mother, Ganga as the goddess. So how can we pollute our own divine mother goddess?
So we started cleaning the banks of the river. No pollution should go there, no waste, and no dirty water should go in the Ganga, in the river.
The positive change is flowing.
I am seeing the change on the banks of the Ganges. When people go there, they can enjoy the clean water.
From the banks of the Ganga River in Rishikesh, India, that's Planet Check. Namaste.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Cliff Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at CliffBar.com.
I have these nightmares. This taco, not just an ordinary taco, but this big evil taco is haunting me. You see, I was exposed to credit cards in college, and I wasn't the most responsible person back then.
Go, go, go!
I mean, I heard the words credit card and thought, hey, hey, free money! Plane ticket to spring break? Credit card. New skis? Credit card. 135 taco dinners? Bam! Credit card. But hey, it's not too late to do something about your credit. Get ScorePower from Equifax.com. ScorePower gives you your credit report, credit score, and it puts you on the road toward the credit you deserve for just $14.95. So, check out Equifax.com today and get that taco you ate 7 years ago out of your life.
Get ScorePower at Equifax.com or 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Adios, taco.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
Don't let the recent news about your arthritis medicine stop you from treating your arthritis pain. Talk to your doctor. No pain reliever has been proven safer than Tylenol when used as directed. That's one reason why arthritis experts recommend the medicine in Tylenol Arthritis Pain Relief as a first choice. For all-day relief without a prescription, ask your doctor about Tylenol. Stop. Think. Tylenol.
Tylenol arthritis pain lasts up to 8 hours. Use as directed.
Are your glasses or contacts driving you nuts? Have you considered laser vision correction but just aren't sure it's right for you yet? If this sounds like you, then listen to this surprising story from the world's greatest golfer, Tiger Woods.
Hi, this is Tiger Woods. For years, I played golf with an invisible handicap. It was my contact lenses. My eyes would sting, burn, and water, all the while I was trying to concentrate on championship golf.
Then Tiger discovered what he described as a miracle from the doctors at TLC Laser Eye Centers.
I had the LASIK procedure with the TLC Laser eye center surgeon, and the results were fabulous.
Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contact lenses.
I'm 20/20 with no contacts. It's unbelievable not to have to deal with the hassles and frustrations of glasses or contacts.
Call 1-800-400-6787 now for all the exciting details, including a free video and complimentary evaluation. Call now to find out more today. 1-800-400-6787. That's 1-800-400-6787.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Maybe it was too much. 22 past the hour, Mark Maron here with Mark Riley on Morning Sedition.
Good morning.
Maybe it was just too much all at once to get everybody mobilized behind a candidate and address this voting machine issue. But I'm telling you, this issue has been out there for over a year. Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org, you know, you can see how you get involved. There are lawsuits being trying to be put together now to deal with the electoral quagmire in Ohio. But you know what? You know, the chances of that, you know, and I'm not being hopeless here, but the chances of that having a, making a difference are, you know, completely idealistic and completely insane. The truth of the matter is, on a local government level, this has to be fought for. If you don't believe that you can be represented on a local government level, that you can't make a difference on a local government level, either by running for office or connecting with the people in your district or in your county, if you don't believe that that works in any way, then you are without hope, and I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Either you, you know, either you're going to have to take it to the streets, which in and of itself has become ineffectual as well. You know, the only way we can do, if we have any faith in the system at all, that democracy is salvageable, is try to operate through it, even though it takes a lot of time, and you should do it before it's completely bankrupt.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't the country going to be completely bankrupt before very long?
Yeah.
Not that we're doomsday predictors or something, but...
Look, I'm not a doomsday predictor. I had some sort of weird epiphany on Tough Crowd the other night, of all things. You know, where, by the way, Colin Quinn did pay me my $40.
Oh, after, he gave you this?
After he said that, you know, he bet me that Dick Cheney would die before the election. I got my $40 back.
So you're getting breakfast, right?
Sure. Whatever you need, man. I got to stop eating, man. This re-election thing, I've plowed through 2 pints of ice cream in 2 days. It's ridiculous. That's not bad, though, 2 pints in 2 days. But you cross that line where it's like, I'm not even enjoying this anymore. And you don't want to be the guy sitting there with a pint of Ben & Jerry's crying. There's nothing. There's no happy there. It's like a small birthday party that's gone horribly wrong. But anyways.
Speaking of birthday parties that went horribly wrong, did you see Bush's news conference?
You know, it's like, I don't know.
Mr. Religion?
But can we, do we have some?
Mr. Methodist? Mr. Christianity?
It's
Mr. Christian Wright?
This can't be what we talk about for the next 4 years. We can't talk about it for the next few weeks and for the next few minutes. But, you know, the real issues are still there. And we will talk about the issues because we're still fighting for our lives. Oh, my God. I'm in trouble. I need a new machine.
We're in deep trouble. Listen, Bush is trying to sell the idea that he really isn't going to remake America in his own religious image.
He's going to let his adepts and minions and pawns do that.
Well, not according to what he said at the press conference yesterday. Let's listen to him.
My answer to people is I will be
your president regardless of your faith. And I don't expect you to agree with me necessarily on religion. As a matter of fact, no president should ever try to impose religion on our society.
But once I implement the Christopo, they will be coming door to door to see who you believe in, and will have suggestions for you.
I sure buy exactly what he just said.
Do
I mean, that was just dripping with such sincerity.
He's real good at that.
I feel bad I didn't vote for the guy now.
Oh, yeah.
Look, let me say something about all of this foolishness that's going on. But see, because now what's happening is the Democrats, again, and we said this earlier, because this is what we do sometimes in the Democratic Party. We decide to whip ourselves. We decide to assign blame.
Can we throw liberals and progressives into that mix?
Yeah, that too. Okay. You've got people, for example, who now say that the mayor of San Francisco, Gavin Newsom, he's responsible because of the spectacle of the gay weddings that they had in San Francisco.
Like that was his fault. There was no stopping that parade. David.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't understand what they thought he was supposed
to
do.
You're kidding me?
Well, and then you've got people who say that the Democrats, and I think there is some truth, a kernel of truth in this, that the Democrats are going to have to speak to issues pertaining to moral values. But see, how you do that is key. People need to really, as James Brown used to say back in the day, take the sheet off of this, okay? Because what people are reacting to here is not just the issue of gay marriage or gay weddings or gay anything. It is what they feel is a culture in this country that scares the living bejesus out of them. Joe Klein said this yesterday. Well, that culture has been Velcroed to liberals and progressives and Democrats, and that's crap. You look at who owns the media outlets that produce this culture. They are not Democrats. They are not liberals. They are not progressives. They are corporate.
Right.
All right?
Faceless corporations, they have the same rights as individuals.
As individuals, that's right. You got your GEs, you got your Disneys, you got your Viacoms. These are corporate entities.
We're all being played.
Yeah, and they create this culture. And Karl Rove, smart guy that he is, has been able to Velcro all of this cultural excess that people are so afraid of to the Democratic Party, as if, you know, there's a bunch of, you know, Kerry sits there, he's up there duplicating porn videos or something.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And Democrats, if we can perform any service for this country whatsoever, it's to make people aware of who really produces the media that they watch and, you know, what they can do about it if they've got a problem with it.
Yeah, I've been working on this conspiracy in my head about, how, like, why is there such a self-righteous and morally righteous administration, yet no one seems to talk about porn anymore? I've got this weird theory in my head about how they let people get completely lost in themselves in order to manipulate them. I'll get to it later. I'll work on it.
When you talk about porn and lost in themselves,
yeah.
You get my immediate
I know, buddy.
Hey, great man.
Okay,
have a good weekend,
got
okay?
The palm pilot.
Enjoy
yourself.
Buddy. Yeah, he's got the palm pilot liberal agenda coming up. Replacing John Ashcroft, replacing William Rehnquist. We'll get to that, too, here on Air America Radio.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who have reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Homeowners, imagine an interest rate of only 1.25%. If you haven't refinanced in the last 3 months, you need to call Funding USA, America's low-rate leader. Credit problems, a bankruptcy, late payments, low credit scores, you still can take advantage of an adjustable loan as low as 1.25%, 30-year APR 4.95.
I lowered my payments and paid off my higher interest car loan.
Get the cash you need to pay off higher interest credit cards, car loans, or just drastically lower your monthly payments.
I've refinanced 3 times this year,
and each time I've saved more money.
If you're paying more than 5% on your home loan, call Funding USA. Even if you've refinanced in the past 3 months, call 888-305-FUND. With an on-site escrow service, you'll get quick turnaround whatever your credit situation. Ask about the 1.25% loan. Call Funding USA now at 888-305-FUND. Licensed by the DRE 01265611 or go to FundingUSA.com. 888-305-3863. 888-305-FUND.
Want to get to the next level of your career?
Earn a bachelor's or master's degree at University of Phoenix. It's college designed for busy working adults. In most cases, you can earn your degree in 2 to 3 years. At over 140 campuses, they offer programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. Call University of Phoenix at 1-800-853-4433. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. That's 1-800-853-4433.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness when finally there's a voice.
Next.
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to GetGreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's GetGreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't want George W. Bush to be
president. That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
The Maturity Report.
If you are one of those people that throw tomatoes at the reproductive rights activists, you then have to sign up for the Abortion Buddy program, which means that all the children that are born, you are now their mentor.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
And right. You got to give them 15 to 25 hours of your leisure time a week for 18 years and also 15 to 25% of your income for 18 years. Why not? Why wouldn't you? You care about life so much.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
Yeah, that's it. Just send money. That ought to do it. Just, you know, just send money to whatever you kind of believe in.
No. Send money to Morning Sedition.
Don't tell them that. We'll get in trouble.
We'll get in trouble if we say our names to send it.
Just, you know, blind copy some of your friends and send some money. That ought to change everything. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley. You're listening to Morning Sedition. The real issue is that, you know, in this next 4 years, the agenda of perpetual war will persist. They'll slowly, you know, funnel all of the country's money into military contracts, breaking the country, bankrupting the country. All right. Then they'll be forced to privatize everything. They'll use that as an excuse. The chasm between rich and poor will become tremendous, and they'll be able to recruit people for the army by just saying, hungry, need a place to stay, 3 square a day. We got something for you.
And you know what else they'll be saying?
What?
Still believe.
Well, yeah. Well, that's the other hook, is that it's like, you know, how do you deal with a populace that is so motivated to the point where they don't care about cash and prizes? That's not, they don't need, you know, mortal rewards. They don't care about their economic frustration or how hard their life gets. The big payoff for them is after they die.
saying they're willing to do anything for the guy that will, you know, fight the fight in their eyes for getting them paradise after they die.
But they don't look closely at the people who are actually fighting the battles for them.
Mm.
Because if they did, they'd find out that they are, they're fake. They have no moral fiber. They don't have as much moral fiber as the people that they talk to.
Right, let's try and lump all this together.
No, you know what we got to do before we lump? Oh, wait a minute.
Let's talk about Arlen Specter, and let's try and... We got
Ray Ray.
I'm sorry.
Something
got me worked up today, you know, because I've been getting, you know, barraged by, you know, my own, you know, I'm in a little loop of emails. You know what I mean? I see all the anger and conspiracies percolating up, and I'm not saying I don't believe them. I'm just saying, like, you know, I got to be proactive here, you know, or else, like, I'll paint myself into a corner where there is absolutely no hope on any level, because I can find fault in all of it and questions in all of it. And, you know, in the end game there is just sort of like this weird kind of bitter, angry, despairing, self-justified, you know, cage of self that, mm-hmm. I don't want to be in. I got to climb out of that. I got to find some faith. Here's a bomb pilot for today. 8 a.m., wake up in Camp David, eat hearty mandate breakfast. 9 a.m., watch the news. There's me again. Hey, there's me again. There's me again. Hey, Springsteen, who's the boss now? 9:30 a.m., look in mirror. Wow, I've aged. Fire someone for this. 10 a.m., call religious leaders. Thank them for their support. Tell them God told me to thank you, too. 11 a.m., call Barbara and Jenna. Tell them I won. So now you're off the leash. Get as wild as you want. Just try to keep it out of the papers. No. No black guys and no going out with Cheney's daughter.
Uh-oh.
2 p.m., pose for 60-foot equestrian statue in Houston. Question, should I be holding a six-gun or a sword? 4 p.m., appoint personal secretary of relaxation to schedule all my downtime. Short attention span plus ample vacation days is a dangerous mixture. 11 p.m., bedtime. Set the alarm clock. Who am I kidding? I won. I'll get up when I damn well feel like it. I'm crumpling it up and I'm throwing it away. You know why, Riley? Because I don't need it anymore.
You don't need it anymore? You sure?
No, because Dan Passman's on a loose and Linda Passman will come in right before I do it next time and go, do you have this? And I'll go,
no.
I don't. Wait,
But that works real well. Kayla, for great theater.
Kayla said, yeah, it's quite a show you have to watch, you know, because I habitually throw things into the garbage and then wonder where they are. So let's get into this Arlen Specter thing, because he's a dude. He's a Republican, been around for years. He's back in the game. And he actually is a guy that tries to be bipartisan in the tradition of, you know, democracy in the Senate.
He is a member of the moderate wing. I guess, what do they call them? The Main Street Republicans. He's part of the moderate wing of the party. He has played a role in several different high-profile situations over time, including the Clinton impeachment. And also the, was it the Clarence Thomas thing? I think maybe he had a role to play in that as well. The Anita Hill allegations mm-hmm. back in the day. But Arlen Specter is generally perceived as a middle-of-the-road Republican.
Right.
He serves in the Senate alongside Rick Santorum, who's the junior senator, who is an out-and-out right-wing yahoo. Don't say it.
Unless you know it. No, I don't know anything. I'm just suggesting that Rick Santorum is frightened of what's in his pants.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, Specter, I think, has been in a situation where he has been in the past on different occasions at odds with the Bush administration. What he essentially said the other day was, look, Mr. President, if you try and run conservative ideologues through my committee, as they come toward the Supreme Court, I'm going to stop you.
Yeah.
Okay. They didn't react real well to that down at the White House.
Sure.
Suffice it to say. So, of course, Specter now is kind of backpedaling.
And they fought for Specter. They backed Specter in an election, you know, against a guy that was like, you know,
even more conservative.
Robo-Christo fascist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they figured they'd get a little jack for that.
Right.
But they didn't get jack.
Right.
They're jack.
And the only power we have now within the House is a filibuster.
Yeah.
So this is it's good to have somebody like Specter who is, you know, leaning towards our side a little bit.
A little bit, but he's not leaning that far. Mark, he's backing off. He's saying, look, I didn't say that I would stand in the schoolhouse door and block these guys. This is the fight that a lot of people in the progressive community truly feared. The fight for the courts. The fight for the ideological bent of the court. And make no mistake, you know, courts are supposed to be impartial, just like journalists are supposed to be objective. It's all nonsense. We're human beings, all right?
Yeah.
And there is an ideological bent to virtually every court on the federal level in this country. So the bottom line is, which way will these courts tilt? George W. Bush does not like hearing, for example, from the courts that the federal courts that govern San Francisco, for example, that certain of his initiatives cannot stand because that court finds it unconstitutional. Now, the Supreme Court is one issue because William Rehnquist, as we all know, is very sick. He's got cancer. He's probably not going to be able to sit on the court. And it's a possibility, an outside possibility, that he will quit before Bush is inaugurated in January.
Yeah.
If he does step down, and people think that the reelection of Bush makes it more likely that he will.
Rehnquist?
He's 80 years old and he's very sick.
He's dying of cancer. I mean, you know,
he doesn't have to step down. That's on him.
You mean he can still do it when he's dead?
No, but he's got to step. The stepping down part. If he doesn't die, he doesn't have to step down.
Right.
You know, but the speculation is that he will
because he feels comfortable that they'll be able to put another conservative
on the court, and of course, the conservatives want Antonin Scalia named to replace Rehnquist as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, and they want a conservative. And my guess is that they will nominate somebody who very few people have heard of. I believe it will probably be someone from the South.
Yeah.
It will be someone who will pledge to strictly interpret the law, which is what Bush feels that anyone who makes a liberal ruling or takes a liberal position on the court is expressing their personal opinion, where the conservatives are strictly interpreting the law.
Right, right. The law is completely repressive and morally restrictive.
And, of course, the end game here is Roe versus Wade, and the conservatives, to use a football term, are now in the red zone.
Right.
They're inside the 20.
It's, you know, and let's talk just a second, Mark, because, you know, I'm not as politically savvy as you are.
I'm not so savvy. I picked Kerry to win going away. So, mea culpa, ladies and gentlemen.
But a lot of people
I know,
felt the same
way.
But
I hate to be wrong, man. I don't show it much because I'm a very laid back
guy. We all
hate
to be wrong.
But I hate to be wrong. No, but I seethe about being wrong. You don't understand. I have trouble holding down food when I'm wrong.
Well, with me, that's why I was never into sports, because I just couldn't stand the idea of losing.
Yeah. Well, when I competed various areas of endeavor, whether it was music or sports or whatever,
right.
I would get reclusive for like 2 or 3 days. I remember I lost a championship when I was in drum corps once, and I didn't speak to anybody for three whole days. I just stayed in a room.
But a lot of us believed, and a lot of us thought we had it, and a lot of us thought we had a shot at it, and then a lot of us are thinking that it was stolen. But, you know, there clearly was quite many millions and millions of people, you know, went out and did what they had to do. They voted. That was inspiring. 55.5 million people voted against this president. That's not for nothing. All right. And now I guess what I'm trying to ask you, what was I saying? We had Joe Klein on yesterday, and Joe Klein always, you know, creates a little ripple, amongst liberals, progressives, Democrats. And, you know, explain to me what he was talking about a little bit, because I'm not sure I completely understand it. He said we've got to get the abortion issue off of the table and into the states.
He believes that issues like abortion and issues like same-sex marriage should be decided entirely by the states. His belief is if Idaho wants to ban abortion, then fine. There should be no abortions in Idaho.
But isn't that on some level, I mean, the way it is almost, I mean, with some legislation? I mean, it doesn't that end to an end game where, like, if somebody is in trouble, has no money, needs an abortion, decides they want an abortion, they have to travel 4 states over or maybe get one that's illegal and dangerous within their states? Isn't that the liability of thinking along those lines?
Well, states' rights always comes with that possible liability. It was exactly what Strom Thurmond and all those racists were yelling about a half century ago. They wanted states' rights because they wanted to be able to maintain segregation against the will of the federal government. That was the whole issue with Little Rock in 1957.
Uh-huh.
It was the whole issue that the Freedom Rides and the entire civil rights movement was about. It was about whether or not the states would be able to decide how many rights black people could have. And that's the danger in tossing these kinds of hot-button issues to the states.
Because you got people that are in trouble, and they got to travel across the country, or they feel, you know, alone in their state, and they get themselves into dangerous situations because of a state law.
Well, not only that, Mark, I think the larger problem with that way of thinking, and I said yesterday I disagreed with Joe on this, The problem with that way of thinking is I think it tends to exacerbate the blue state, red state divide.
Mm-hmm.
If people got to go to another state to get married or to get an abortion or something like that, I really think that that ends up polarizing the entire American diaspora in a way that undermines, I think, the legitimacy long-term of the federal government.
Right.
Because that's what a lot of these people have as an endgame as well. To have a federal government that does little more than patrol borders, enforce immigration laws, and, you know, administer programs that are private in nature otherwise, like Social Security. That's their endgame.
Right. But the problem with that, I think, and you know, I got a lot of emails about this stuff, about how to redisperse in light of the electoral map, is that then you have states that really are other countries. And then the whole idea of a democratic union, of all Americans having some, you know, similarities and equal representation, if you give the states too much power, why couldn't they just secede? You know, maybe not legally, but in spirit, because it's sort of happening now in some respects.
Well, see, that may be the issue, Mark. Yeah. It may well be that an awful lot of states have seceded.
Well, you know, we're going to read some emails. We got a lot of, you know, just dozens and dozens and dozens of emails with suggestions, and we're going to talk a little bit about the fact that God may be coming for John Ashcroft, but worse, the Republicans might be coming for him. It's 46 past the hour, Air America Radio.
Do you know where your children are on the Internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by Internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing Internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss. For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation, who will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Larry King here. You've heard me talk about Ester C. Well, now you can get more from your vitamin E. Introducing the advanced protection of Ester E from the makers of Ester C. Ester E's breakthrough form protects its antioxidant strength until your body is ready to use it. So do what I do and get more from your E. Take new Ester E. E-S-T-E-R-E. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin E?
Look for Ester E at Vitamin World and health food stores everywhere.
When my best friend died, I started to think, what would happen to my family if I died today? That's when I heard an ad on the radio for AccuQuote. So I called 800-500-1179. They found me life insurance from a top-rated company, and they saved me a fortune.
This is Byron Udell, founder of AccuQuote. Since 1986, we've been saving people hundreds, even thousands of dollars on their life insurance. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. A 50-year-old, less than $50 a month. 20 and 30-year plans are also available. And ask us about the new term life policies that guarantee your money back even if you don't die. So if you're thinking about life insurance or want to know if you're paying too much, write down this number and call 800-500-1179 and start saving money right now. Or visit us at AccuQuote.com. That's 800-500-1179. 800-500-1179. Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who have reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Past the hour, Mark Maron with Mark Riley on Morning Sedition.
Yes.
Yeah, it's ugly out there. Black, you know, blackboxvoting.org. Go there. Do something. See what you can do. Get involved. Call the media. Call the press. Make it happen. Let's get rid of these boxes. Act on a local level. Where are all the charismatic Democratic leaders? Where are you? You're not diverting all your energy into blind copying, are you? You're not diverting all your energy into rationalizing your porn addiction, are you? What's going on out there?
Are
you? I tipped a little thing that I have this weird building conspiracy in my head that the reason there is so much porn in this world, outside of that it makes billions of dollars, is it isolates people. It paralyzes people. Porn is not freedom. Strippers are not freedom. The sort of permissiveness of this culture. I'm not being repressive. I'm talking as a consumer. That this stuff is, you know, one of the reasons why a lot of people don't get out and vote. And
I thought it was out here because men were horny.
No. And I think a lot of these moralizing people who are so concerned about what their children see are in personal struggles with their own porn addictions. There's no way, you know, that these people aren't horrified on a day-to-day basis at the onslaught of what they're capable of just at the touch of their own finger and then the use of their own other hand. You know what I mean? It's just, I was
about to say, you could do it with a finger?
I just think it's completely isolating. You know, I think that, you know, there's some sort of tactic. There's an allowance of it in order to paralyze the populace. I have this conspiracy too about psychopharmaceuticals. You know, George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld were both CEOs of pharmaceutical companies. Did you know that the diagnosis of depression or some sort of bipolarity is almost identical to the character makeup of the liberal? Did you know that I believe that there was a concerted effort to medicate the left. On behalf of these pharmaceutical companies, and this was when it was years ago. It was like whenever Prozac and Zoloft and Paxil, and Prozac primarily, this was a weapon on behalf of the right, on behalf of business interests of the right, to medicate the left. And I still think we're seeing the repercussions of that.
Drugs? You want drugs? We'll give you drugs.
Anyways.
Now, wait a minute. Wait. Hold up, because you said something that it just struck
porn
me.
And Prozac have destroyed the left.
Are you advocating government regulation of pornography? Are you saying that the government should outlaw pornography?
I'm just saying, no, of course not. I'm just saying it's a very powerful force, and that, you know, the freedom to look at it, the First Amendment freedom obviously should be protected, but it's dangerous stuff. It's completely isolating, and just make sure that, you know, if the good time you're
even
having...
it as a couple?
No, of course. Look, if you watch it just to get things started, that's different usage. But if your good times are looking like 8 hours a day alone, you know, followed by crying and ice cream jags, now that's enough about my life. I'm just saying that maybe this is a personal problem.
that I have to deal with, and I'm trying to put it onto the world as a larger problem. The real problem is, obviously, voter fraud, you know, and how we're going to take action, and also the economy, and also, like, nuclear proliferation, and also the Iraq war, and also poverty, you know, and now we're stuck in this moral quagmire and this voter fraud quagmire. You know, I mean, I just want to engage Democrats to, you know, stop whatever they think they're doing as, you know, working from home, give up the delusion, get into politics if you're that activated and have that much OCD, put it to good use. Don't just blind copy. Get involved on a state level. Yeah. Use your charisma if you have it. If you haven't out-bonged your charisma, use it.
Oh, let's go. Listen, John Ashcroft,
yeah,
the Attorney General,
yeah,
may be leaving the Bush cabinet.
Finally.
Yeah. Now, Bush says he has not made any decisions about any cabinet members, but you know that Ashcroft had his gallbladder removed recently.
Yeah, he has heart removed a few years back as well.
Before that, yes. And he was, you know, he leads a very stressful life, you know, impinging on people's rights and freedoms.
Yeah.
And it's taken its toll on him.
Good.
And the possibility is that he may leave. Now, there
he
are...
He always wanted to sing.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. There are a number of people who are being considered, including Larry Thompson, who is Ashcroft's former deputy. He would be the first black attorney general in American history.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Roscoe, you remember him?
I hate that guy.
Yeah, well, he's Bush's campaign manager. He may also be under consideration. And it may well be Alberto Gonzalez,
mm-hmm.
Who is the White House general counsel. Now, I think he might have the inside track given the number of Latino votes that Bush got. Remember, his support went from 35% to 42%. What better way to reward that level of support than to appoint a Latino to the next, you know, to become the next attorney general? And of course, Alberto Gonzalez would be the first Latino attorney general or Hispanic attorney general were he to be appointed.
Now, is that a Tom situation?
Who, Alberto Gonzalez?
Hmm.
Alberto Gonzalez is Bush's in-house counsel. I mean, that's his guy.
Okay, so that's just a guy that's a party line guy.
He's a party line guy. He's been with Bush, I believe, since his Texas days.
But these guys are going to have to get in, uphold the Patriot Act.
Well, you know, not only will they uphold the Patriot Act, remember, it was John Ashcroft that went to various U.S. attorneys across this country and told them to put as many people as possible on the fast track to death row.
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
Yep.
When he said to people, well, you know, don't plea bargain this, don't plea bargain that case, and actually stepped into a couple of cases himself and said, no plea bargain for life in prison. We want you to go for the death penalty.
Mm.
Now, my guess is Ashcroft's replacement will be expected to do the same thing.
Mm. Man, I'm starting to.
I know.
My brain is fogging with rage. Here's a liberal agenda today from the Streisand compound. One, organized relief benefit for authors of anti-Bush books. Two, find the nearest 25-year-old who didn't vote and break his Game Boy. Three, go to church. Maybe God is punishing us. Four, one last time, blame Nader, then let it go. Or blame black box voting and then hold on to it. Five, today's phrase, when it comes to voting, it's quality, not quantity, man. I wish CNN would talk about that. How about that, man? You hear me, man?
I hear you. In the next hour, we've got Mideast expert Lawrence Korb.
Some of your emails, too, I'm going to read.
Yeah, some emails we're going to read. Larry Korb is going to talk about the situation with Yasser Arafat, which is apparently deteriorating as we speak. We've got that and much more here on Air America Radio.
Wednesday, I think we should all shop Kohl's one-day sale together.
I'd love to, Mom, but I have my clarinet lesson.
Nope, I moved it.
Oh, no, I have soccer practice on Wednesday.
Coach said he'll cancel.
Yes.
Get the Kohl's one-day sale this Wednesday only. Take 40 to 50% off knit tops and sweaters. Save 30 to 40% on all men's and women's Adidas athletic shoes. All kitchen electrics and floor care, 15 to 50% off. And save 50 to 60% on all luggage.
Oh, Wednesday's my doctor's appointment, honey.
Now it's early next month.
Great.
Fits your wallet, schedule, style.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Close, but no smoking gun here. Since his re-election, media organizations like Fox and others, along with the White House, would have you believe that President Bush has clearly won a mandate going into his second term. Fact is that Bush did win more votes than any presidential candidate in U.S. history at 59.2 million, but rival John Kerry's vote total of 55.7 million was still greater than any U.S. presidential candidate in history prior to 2004. All this simply means that more Americans exercised their franchise and voted against George W. Bush than any other presidential candidate in U.S. history. But there's no question that George Bush is reveling in what appears to be a major victory for him. He feels empowered.
I earned capital in the campaign, political capital, and now I intend to spend it. It is my style. That's what happened in after the 2000 election. I earned some capital.
President Bush yesterday laying out his agenda for a second term. Wall Street Journal editor Albert Hunt has pointed out that the Election Day contest was a GOP sweep, but it also was the narrowest win for a sitting president since Woodrow Wilson in 1916, almost 100 years ago. President Bush wants to revamp Social Security, overhaul the tax code, improve education, battle AIDS and poverty while waging war in Iraq and fighting terrorists. Problem, the Congressional Budget Office sees $2.3 trillion in accumulated deficits over the next 10 years, not including the cost of wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. U.S. Senator Byron Dorgan of North Dakota, a Democrat, said yesterday all he talked about were things that will increase the deficit. Dorgan added he's going to have to come to some point and confront reality. More religious leaders and those in the world of politics are still grappling with the results of Tuesday's elections that shows a huge divide between the liberal community of America and those entrenched in the religious right. The right made their voices heard in this election and shaped the success of the Bush campaign. Without that evangelical support, Bush was far too vulnerable to win a second term. Religious phenomenon has also gotten the attention of those overseas who are trying to understand the two Americas. An expert in evangelicalism, Michael Cromartie of the Conservative Ethics and Public Policy Center, says this year's presidential contest shows that Democrats in 2008 are going to have to say that they are religiously attuned to America and make it stick and make it authentic. While President Bush says he's empowered by his victory on Election Day this week, Iraqi political figures are hoping that empowerment does not translate to an even heavier hand when it comes to solving the nation's problems and others in the Middle East. The leading figures are calling on Bush to rely more on talks and less on the gun. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
The days are getting shorter. The leaves are falling. The air is getting crisp and cool. These signs can mean only one thing. The biggest sale of the fall season is now at Payless Shoe Source. So if you think fall is just an excuse to get you and your family some new shoes, this is the time. Because right now the season's hottest shoes, boots, handbags, and accessories are on sale for up to 50% off at Payless. So hurry to Payless today, because these deals will go as fast as the leaves from the trees. Look smart, Payless.
If you're interested in a career in a field involving electronics, drafting, or information technology, you need to have the required knowledge and skills. Get started by calling ITT Technical Institute. ITT Tech's programs offer both classroom theory and hands-on training in a practical lab environment. For an ITT Tech brochure, call 1-800-521-0200. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. Limited transferability of credits. That's ITT Tech, 1-800-521-0200.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Randy Rhodes.
Like weapons manufacturers and funeral directors, I have a job for the next 4 years. But I do worry about you and the fact that they're trying to make me believe that Americans were so stupid that they voted against their own best interests in places like Florida. Voted 30 counties, voted on Diebold machines, and we voted into the black box, and we, you know, we're idiotic. We didn't know what was at stake here. Oh, forgive me.
Randy Rhodes, afternoons 3 to 7 on 1190 WLIV.
Maron, you're listening to Air America Radio at 6 past the hour, and this is Morning Sedition.
Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, living legends. Welcome to the Reich of Christ. It is... Oh,
wow.
Man. Don't be misinformatized. Jump on board. The conspiracy is upon us. It is true. If it is true, look, you know, if you want to do something about these black box voting machines, I just wanted to say this before we get into the news and some emails. There's a million things you can do. There's a million things that should have been done a year and a half ago on local political level. Taking action, BCCing, not always taking action. That's just sort of like, I can't believe I got a copy of this. I'm going to send this to all my, you know, fine, you know, great. Information, it's great. Does it do anything? Sometimes. How are we going to change the media? How are we going to change the political landscape? Well, here's a few. You can start petitions and email drives urging people not to support candidates who are in support of these black boxes of the Diebold machines, county executive, state senate, state assembly, city council, local judicial seats. Not form letters. Write your own letter. Go down there. Make an appointment. If you do not champion the cause of these verifiable voting machines, then screw them. Get them out of office. Okay? You can make an issue on a gubernatorial campaign. You can get a referendum. You can get it on the ballot if you push the right way. You can work through your state legislatures. You've got to figure out a way to do this. I mean, this story has been in the news for over a year. You know, how we let this happen, I don't understand how it happened. We were talking about it on this network, you know, from the very beginning, all right? And now all of a sudden it's like, oh, my God, they stole it. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't, but clearly there was a problem with these machines, and clearly Ohio was an electoral quagmire, and maybe if we get to the bottom of that, maybe the media will pick up on it. But the media picked up on these machines. These machines were on Oprah, I believe. I know they were on Anderson Cooper. I mean, these things were they were out there in the world, and people decided to share information via the Internet or over lunch as opposed to take local action. And here's an email that was sent to MoveOn.org. In light of what happened yesterday, that's on Tuesday, my friend and I have decided to get personally involved. He wants to run for Congress in 2006, and I'm his campaign manager at this point. Do you know of good information source for how we can handle the legalities of forming a campaign, opening bank accounts, registering with the FEC, etc.? Well, that's exciting. Somebody who actually has hope in the political system and wants to get involved.
Yeah. Now, again, what happens usually when people decide to run for state or local office is that they lose the first time they do it. So many successful politicians, I can name half the politicians in New York City. First couple of times they run, they lose. But they run that third time, and they win. Bill Clinton won once, then lost once, then won again. There's always going to be a time when people are down. And I say that because a lot of people want instant gratification from politics. They say, well, you know, if my guy didn't win, then there's something wrong with the process, and I'm not going to participate in it anymore.
But here's how it would work with me. Here, Mark, just suggest to me that I should run for office.
Run for office, Mark.
Ah, dude, then I have to make signs.
Run for office, man.
No, but then, but who, I mean...
Come on, you can run for office,
but
man.
Who do you call to get the package to... I'm tired, man. Let me just forward this thing to my friend. Maybe he'll do it.
Is that how it goes? Is that how the progressive? Is that how low we have sunk as a progressive community?
Not just me, you know. Who do I represent? You know, who do I really represent? I could be the only guy that's like me. Look at this. This was posted on Craigslist on November 4th. Straight male seeks Bush supporter for fair physical fight. I would like to find a Bush supporter to vent my anger. If you are one, have a fiery streak. Please contact me so we can meet and physically fight. I would like to beat the out of you.
Now, I want to say something, but before you go to the next email, I want people to pay attention to something.
Okay.
That's very, very interesting.
You got my attention.
Kalo, do we have that political capital spot out of our president? The spot where he says that, you know, I have this political capital and I intend to spend it?
It's number two.
Yeah, number two. Let's hear that one.
I earned capital in the campaign, political capital, and now I intend to spend it. It is my style. That's what happened in after the 2000 election. I earned some capital.
Now, you heard what he said, right?
I did hear that.
Now, this is what Mickey Hershkowitz, you remember Mickey Hershkowitz, the guy who was ghostwriting Bush's autobiography till he was too, till he was too uncomplimentary and they dusted him in favor of the Bush female clone, Karen Hughes.
Yes.
All right, this is what Mickey Hershkowitz said Bush said back in 1999. Quote, he said to me, one of the keys to being seen as a great leader is to be seen as a commander-in-chief. And he said, my father had all this political capital built up when he drove the Iraqis out of Kuwait, and he wasted it. If I have a chance to invade, if I had that much capital, I'm not going to waste it. I'm going to get everything passed that I want to get passed, and I'm going to have a successful presidency. Sound familiar?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a stupid guy. That you're no more making Bush, no more making fun of Bush's talking, no more making fun of Bush's dumbness or his actions. You know why? Because that endears him to people. You know, and the more we trivialize this guy, you know, for this 4 years, the more trouble we're going to be in. There's no more trivializing this guy. There's no more, you know, sort of like Bushisms. Here's a Bushism. There's 100,000 dead Iraqi. That's a Bushism. Is that cute? Is that funny? I don't think so. There's 1,000 to 1,200 dead Americans. Is that cute? That's a Bushism. These are the new Bushisms. Enough of this crap. Enough of this, like, you know, malaprops and all this other crap. Forget about it. There's no more Bushisms, all right? This dude has injured probably upwards of 15,000 American soldiers. This dude is the guy who didn't, you know, properly outfit them in the war. Those are Bushisms.
Yeah, and I mean, the guy has now got 4 more years to pursue an agenda that is going to, in my judgment, drag this country to a point that we have not seen recently, certainly in my lifetime.
45 million people without health insurance. That's a Bushism. Isn't that cute? That's cute, right? That George Bush, that little chimpy boy, blow monkey, AWOL puppet.
Absolutely.
Those are the Bushisms. Let's just keep it at that. No more cute BS from this president. Okay, let's get back to some cute things.
More issues?
No, let's do another email.
Let's do another email.
The 55 million folks who did not vote for Bush need to have behaviors that can adjust America as a whole. We need to be a community working together to create actions/behaviors we want to see. For example, if we all just cancel cable for 3 months, we'd get Fox, CNN, other cable networks to change who they have for their commentators. We can target other major media, corporate America, and 55 million consumers will get their attention. We also need to support corporations/activities that go along with our ideals. I'd hate to say this, but give Arnold a high five for supporting stem cell research. It's a reaching out strategy and show support for ideas we believe in. Interesting. You know, imagine that boycotting everything. Imagine 55 million people boycotting CNN, Fox.
Well, you know what? If people were disciplined about how they consume different products, that emailer is right. You can actually adjust the country by doing that. Remember that Sinclair, that broadcasting chain, backed right up off of showing that movie in its entirety, the anti-Kerry movie, because they were afraid, A, that their licenses were going to get challenged, which is happening now as we speak, but they were also afraid because their stock price started to drop.
That sounds like legal action taken from activist activity. You know, real action is being implemented because of people, you know, speaking out. That's another thing that you ought to be organizing. If 55 million people did vote against this president, let's figure out how to mobilize them. Let's figure out how to boycott certain things. Let's figure out how to take action where it hurts them on the corporate level. You know, they propped Arafat up, you know, outside the helicopter, and they said there were two guys holding his hand, and he was waving. It wasn't,
yeah, somebody described that as a weekend at Bernie's or something.
I think PW did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it looks like he's going down, and, you know, I don't know what this means because, you know, we don't talk much about Israel because it's a powder keg, and I don't feel informed enough, but we are going to talk to Lawrence Korb from the Center for American Progress after this, and you know he will shed a little light on this stuff, and we can also ask him about some of this this voting shenanigans as well. So stay with us. It's 15 past the hour on Air America Radio.
The great American media machine has broken down. Afraid of being tagged as liberal media, news outlets have dumped independent judgment and started regurgitating spin. Mainstream media is starting to admit they were bamboozled by the Bushies on Iraq, but that's just the start. While every serious scientist knows global warming is real, the press serves up partisan spin instead of reporting the facts. Some people say the climate is changing. Others say those folks are chicken littles. End of story. It's the same with recent voter suppression scandals. Republicans smothered Democratic votes nationwide by harassing citizens at the polls, trying to remove Dems from voter rolls, and trashing Democratic registration cards. But the media spends half their stories repeating false GOP claims of illegitimate Democratic voters. Repeating both parties' spin isn't a substitute for fact-checking or telling the truth. Mainstream media must stop acting as a megaphone for partisan noise machines, and the public should refuse to keep flying blind. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
I know everything. Languages? Yes. Boiling points? Celsius and Fahrenheit? Yes. World capitals? Please. So, not too long ago, I tried to get a refi, and I get turned down. And this is the best part. The loan officer says to me, sir, do you know what your credit score is? So, I looked at her and said, tell me, do you know what the population of Liechtenstein is? Huh? Do you? Ha, ha, ha. She didn't.
Get in the know. Check out ScorePower from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for only $14.95. And knowing that is how you get the credit you deserve. So check out ScorePower at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Well, now I have my credit score up to 760, the same number of days it took Frenchman Michel Lapointe to circle the globe on a bike. Yeah, I'll bet you didn't know that.
Get the power, score power at Equifax.com.
My mom made me promise not to put her in a retirement home. I know how important independence is to my mom, but we've already had a few close calls. And I worry about her living alone. I mean, what if something were to happen and she couldn't get to the phone? I just don't think I could forgive myself. That's why I gave my mom a membership to Life Alert, the 24-hour medical emergency response service for seniors. When you sign up for Life Alert, they give you a panic button that your loved one can wear on their wrist like a watch. Then if anything were to happen, all they need to do is hit the button and help is on the way, whether they need the paramedics, police, or fire department. I sleep a lot better knowing my mom is protected with Life Alert, and I know she's happier living in her own home.
For a free brochure that will tell you everything you need to know about the Life Alert service, call 1-800-600-3884 today. Know there's always someone there to help your loved ones when they need it. Now they can live alone without being alone. Take a moment and call Life Alert for your free brochure at 1-800-600-3884. That's 1-800-600-3884.
Attention smokers! Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke-free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back, and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Hey, you guys, 20 past the hour. It's Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hi.
Who I just conned into buying a bagel with jelly and butter.
Butter.
He was like, no, not for me. And I was like, but about the jelly and the butter. He's like, oh,
all right, I want one.
All right, I just went to the therapist yesterday, but apparently it didn't help. Here's my dream diary from last night. I walk into my living room, and there's my dead cat, Butch, and the four strays. Only my floor is covered with rifles, pistols, flamethrowers, grenades, knives, rocket launchers, bullets, flak jackets, night vision goggles. I say, what the hell is this? Butch says, the gauntlet has been thrown. The war is here. We are going to Washington to bring the monkey man to his knees. The puppet must suffer for his impudence. Vive la guerre! I say, Butch, this is nuts. What do you expect to accomplish? Butch slaps a clip into an AUG assault rifle and says, I will hover over Bush with this and say, here is your mandate, little man. Suckle it. Then I will slash him into a pile of thin monkey slices and eat him on a Kaiser roll. The strays are putting on camel face paint and whizzing tiny throwing stars into my sofa. I say, violence, Butch? I'm pissed about Bush winning, too, but do you really think this is the answer? Butch blows smoke in my face and says, this is the trouble with you so-called liberals. You lack will, animal passion, the instinct for the kill. Your real view is a flaccid penis mark, shriveled, ineffective, laughable, and it should be hidden inside loose-fitting underpants, you little man. I say, hey, look, just because I don't wear a stupid beret and a Che t-shirt like you, I mean, God, what a cliche. That doesn't mean I don't have passion. I worked my ass off this year. Bush sneers and says, and yet your young people refuse to vote. Perhaps your ass wasn't big enough. I've about had it with her, and I say, all right, enough of your crap. Get this stuff out of my house now. Just curious, all right? Since you may have some trouble reaching the gas pedal, genius, who's going to drive you to Washington, huh? Butch calmly exhales a plume of smoke. Why, you are, of course. I'm anticipating that in the next 5 minutes you will grow a pair of testicles and join us in our glorious November revolution. You know I am right. Action is the only solution. I'll be waiting in the truck. I say, no way. I'm still saying no way a half hour later when I'm driving a rental truck carrying 5 angry cats and a large cache of weapons over the George Washington Bridge. And I do have passion, okay? Stupid cat. I woke up and my bed was filled with detonators. That's that. Butch is taking action right now. More action to be taken.
Yes.
At least we're going to discuss it. What's going to happen? Joining us now from the telephone in Virginia is Lawrence Korb, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, assistant secretary of defense during the first Reagan administration. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Mark, I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Well, you know, we're trying to keep our heads above water here.
How are you doing, Larry?
I'm doing fine, Mark.
Okay. So, look, Arafat looks like he's on his way out. Now, you know, what does this mean? You know, we don't talk a lot about this here. What does it mean for the so-called roadmap to peace in George Bush?
Well, if he does die, it gives you a tremendous opportunity to get this situation under control. And it's going to mean that the administration has to do something it hasn't done up to now, is get involved with a high-level negotiator like former Secretary of State Baker, that type of person, to go over there now and take advantage of the change in leadership.
Lawrence Korb, can a moderate successor to Yasser Arafat, can he work with Israel and the United States to bring peace to the region without getting his head handed to him?
Well, I think he can. I think, you know, when basically, the world forced Arafat to share some power with the prime minister here about a year ago, I think that would have been the time for Sharon to do what he eventually did, to withdraw from Gaza, and it would have, basically, it was Correa was the name of the first prime minister, it would have given him some leverage with the Palestinian people and say, see, you know, we can accomplish something. The problem with Arafat is that he would never have accepted almost any deal because he is a revolutionary, and revolutionaries don't like to end the revolution, because once you accepted a deal, it'd be over, and he would have lost power, and I think he knew it.
Well, let's be honest. Bush has said that he, you know, one of the reasons he didn't negotiate with Arafat at all was the terrorist ties. Now, I mean, if a moderate comes into play over there, I mean, is this a president that you think is actually, wants to navigate a peace in the Middle East?
Well, I would hope so. I mean, I can't imagine anybody not wanting to have, peace there. I think his big mistake was not to get involved. Colin Powell, Secretary of State Powell, wanted to pick up where Clinton had left off when he came in, and the president wouldn't let him and said, no, just stay out of it. Let the two people sort of settle it themselves. Oh, I don't want to spend, my political capital on there. But as Clinton found and his father found and Reagan found and everybody before him found, you've got to stay involved completely there if you ever hope to get that situation where it needs to be.
Do you think that Bush wants peace in the Middle East?
Well, again, I think he would, and I think it's up to the United States to convince the Israelis that if Arafat, goes, that this is an opportunity to really do something that both sides need.
Larry Korb, Yasser Arafat obviously chaired the Palestinian Authority, which is an organization. What about the other organizations like Hamas and Hezbollah, which also double as social service organizations? Would it be possible for them to try and step into the breach that would be created by Arafat's death to the detriment of the Palestinian Authority?
Well, they certainly could try, but I think, as you pointed out, in addition to, supporting terrorist acts, Hamas, they were social service groups because Arafat, put it very bluntly, was not a very good governing person. In other words, the Palestinian Authority was not an effective operating agency, and even if the Israelis had pulled completely out, it wasn't sure that somebody could run that place the way it needed to be because, again, he was a revolutionary and not a governing person.
But, Larry, he may have been a revolutionary, may still be a revolutionary, but according to some reports, he's a very rich revolutionary. They say that Arafat has a whole bunch of money stashed somewhere. What will happen to the ability of the authority to distribute funds in the event Arafat dies?
Well, again, I think this is where the international community has to step in, and whatever Arafat, may have, taken or skimmed off the top for money that was coming in, I think now if the international community comes in, the Europeans, the United States, the United Nations come in, they can work with the new government to ensure that that doesn't happen.
All right, Larry. Quick question before we go. We got to go in a minute. Is there any indication from where you're sitting and your experience with politics that there is election fraud at hand?
None that I know of. And in a way, I think it's good that we settled it, so quickly, because the worst outcome would have been if this thing was still hanging in the balance and people were, complaining like they did in Florida in 2000, because that would have made a bad situation even worse.
Okay, so, yeah, we got to go, Larry. It's been great talking to you. I appreciate your time.
Okay, nice to talk to you, Mark.
All right, you take care, Larry.
Okay, you take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's interesting.
I wonder if he thought we were both, the same person.
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm only kidding.
With all this, the Christian Zionists and the hardline Zionists in Israel and, with Arafat dying, it's all very scary to me. And this president, we don't really know, where he stands on it.
Nah, we don't know, and I'm not sure we're going to find out right away. I mean, I think he's got other foreign policy priorities that he's talked about. Mm-hmm. We'll see if he's going to do the right thing with regard to the Mideast. 866-303-AARO, 866-303-2270. We're going to get to you on the telephones when we come back here on Air America Radio.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who have reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Hey, it's Whoopi here. Whoopi Goldberg, what you mean Whoopi who? Listen, I'm celebrating my anniversary, my 20th to be exact, and I'd love for you to join me at the Lyceum Theater on Broadway. You know, there are some anniversaries you want to celebrate, like weddings and the birth of a child. That's so sweet, aw. And some you really don't, like your first hot flash or your first arrest. You were arrested but not convicted? Yeah, right. Okay. Anyway, it's the 20th anniversary of my first show on Broadway, which is huge for me because there is nothing like the sound of a live audience. It's just you and me, and that's why I want you to join me and Fontaine and the Surfer Chick and anyone else living inside my head to celebrate. So come on, let's celebrate together at the Lyceum Theater on Broadway.
Whoopi Goldberg, on Broadway for 88 performances only. Previews begin this Saturday, so call telecharge.com, 212-239-6200, today.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply, 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Hi, this is Mike Papantonio, and let me tell you, here at Air America, we're wasting no time picking ourselves up and dusting ourselves off. There's no pandering to the right, there's no bridges, there's no compromises. We're not caving in. We'll have a special edition of Ring of Fire this Saturday. Bobby Kennedy's out of town, but Reno, the political comedian and rebel without a pause, is going to be hosting the program with me. We'll be live from New York talking with the courageous investigative reporter, Greg Palast. So join us Saturday on Ring of Fire.
Oh, my God, I'm starting to feel good again.
Me too.
All right. How'd that sound? Sincere?
Sure.
Everything's turning around this morning. It's Friday. All right, I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley. It is Friday, despite whatever's going on in the world. It is Friday. My wife flew in last night.
That's right. You got here on time this morning.
Yeah. three of my wild kittens. Well, she gave me. I was sleeping. I just got up. I said, hi. I got in. Okay, good night. You know, she got in at 9:30. That was it. And my kittens, three of them are spayed. One of them likes me. There's one meanie that is not spayed. Again, if you, again, I haven't said it in a while. Look, if you live in the New York area and you want to take in a beautiful, well-fed, very healthy, but slightly wild kitten, let me know. Because I think if I separate these things, they, you know, they might be okay. And if you have a cat that's already domesticated and you want to, you know, have another cat beat the hell out of it, you know, I might have your cat.
You
I'm
know
kidding.
What?
I'm kidding.
I am glad that you're saying this now because my daughter's at a sleepover. She's not listening to us. So I know that she, I won't have to come home today to, Daddy, can we have one of Mark Maron's cats?
These cats are beautiful. They're just a little, they're a little skittish. And except for the one that likes me. And of course, that's the one I'm keeping. So, it's time for, Recovery Corner. Yeah, we haven't done this in a while. Hi, my name's Mark, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Mark!
And in Recovery Corner, I reach out to fellow 12-steppers who are struggling to stay clean and sober, as always. And it has been a while. I'm offering my counsel to my sponsor, George W. All right, so you're feeling pretty powerful, right? Huh? Top of the world. Can't make a mistake. Look at me, Daddy. I've got a mandate. Well, I looked on a map, and mandate is right down the road from Booze Town. You dig? Success can be just as scary as failure, George W. All those people validating your psychotic behavior, you know, now you think you can handle it, right? If you drink. Sure, I can handle it. You know, have some blow. Why not? I can handle it. I can just do two lines. I can just do one shot. You got a mandate now, so who's going to tell big, powerful George W. no? Well, you may have a mandate, but you need to make a date with the man in the mirror. He's still lying. He's still covering up. You may not be running for office anymore, but you're still running, my friend. Here's the speech America's waiting to hear. My name is George W., and I'm an alcoholic. All right? Then you'll get some real validation. Get to a meeting, buddy. One without balloons and confetti. How would that be? You think you could do that? Huh? So remember, anger's just a letter away from danger. It works if you work it, so work it, you're worth it. Keep the plug in the jug. And most importantly, God doesn't wake up and think he's you. All right? How about a phone call? Let's see what's going on out there. How are you, Chris, in California. How are you, Chris?
Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
What planet does Larry Korb live on?
He lives on the...
Bush doesn't want peace.
No.
He's the war president.
Right.
Yeah, he's not going to negotiate a peace.
Well, I think Larry
he started
said...
a preemptive war,
mm-hmm.
and they are war profiteers.
Yes, I think
they
that's...
They are war criminals.
Absolutely. I think Larry Korb said he would hope, you know, but I don't think... You know, clearly there's also a fanatical religious movement, you know, Christian Zionists who have a lot invested in not making peace in the Middle East.
And that's who he's going to side with because, feature this, he's going to appoint Ashcroft to the Supreme Court.
Whoa!
You think so? I don't know if Ashcroft's health will let him do it.
I hear he's very
sick. No, listen.
Okay.
Ted Olson said the day before the election that they'll have Ryan Quest resign and that he can just appoint him and he doesn't have to go through the confirmation process. He did that with two other appointments to the federal courts.
There's only one thing wrong with that scenario. Ashcroft is 62. And Bush has said publicly he's committed to getting younger justices on the court.
Well,
Ashcroft is going to be on the Supreme Court. That's what I've heard from really good sources. And trust me, this is going to be scarier than you can imagine.
Okay.
You can just, you know, definitely kiss abortion rights away.
Uh-huh.
And everything else that this guy stands for. This is going to go down.
Well, I'm going to investigate this, and, you know, I hear what you're saying, and thank you for calling, Chris.
I don't know. That would be deep if they
pulled it off.
I've never
heard anything like that, not even any of our, you know, the OCD blog community has even posted anything like that, and I have not got any of that blind copy to me. So I wonder who our sources are. It's a pretty dire speculation.
Plus, I thought all Supreme Court justices had to go through a confirmation process.
No,
I didn't think you could back end that, but
man,
I could be wrong.
We're going to have to do some investigating on this one. We're going to have to, you know, I'm going to... Get Ray Ray on the phone. Rocco in Upstate, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Rocco.
How you doing?
We're all right.
You know, we've done this kind of thing up here in my little town of Rosendale.
What kind
York.
Of thing?
Well, just we had Republicans in power, and we managed to change it over.
Oh, good.
We've gotten, like, 5 or 6 years ago, the whole county, most of the county were Republicans.
Oh, good. And how'd you do that?
Just by knocking on doors and informing people and letting them know where the Republicans really stand and just letting people know.
By actually going out and talking to people who are your neighbors.
That's what, absolutely.
That's the way to do it. You mean, was there any blind copying involved? Was there forwarding of internet information?
Well, you know, we did this without a lot of internet information. We're a little town, okay?
But there's a lot to be said for that. There's a lot to be said for that, because the only difference between a little town and a big town is you're going to need more people to go door to door.
True, but you can start off in your neighborhood.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like Tip O'Neill said, all politics is local.
Right.
I looked on CNN's map of all the counties now.
Yeah.
And now Ulster County is light blue.
Uh-huh.
I work in Dutchess County across the way in Poughkeepsie, where FDR never carried that county, even though that's where his home is.
Uh-huh.
And there more Democrats have enrolled in the past few years.
Uh-huh.
Than Republicans, and that county is move turning too, because we've got some people over there.
Well, this is inspirational stuff, and I like to hear about guys like you going out there and doing that, you know, and actually taking some action. Thanks a lot for calling, Rocco.
Right.
Thanks, Rocco.
Take care.
You too, buddy.
Because that is what's going to change things.
Absolutely.
People going door to door, engaging individuals in their own communities, in their own neighborhoods,
right,
where they live.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, it's like, here's an interesting email that I got from someone in Madison. Looking at the distribution of electoral votes, it might be time to point out to progressive-minded people who want to start a family, a big family, may want to consider the opportunities open to them in, say, St. Louis or Cheyenne, Wyoming, or even Crawford, Texas. Let's shift our populace before it's too late. This is a whole new reason to move. It's not about job opportunities. It's about changing this map colors.
Yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean?
Well, I advocated that the other day.
Yeah.
Although I advocated something slightly different. I advocated people who were Kerry supporters in red states move into the blue states.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, all the red states would go half bankrupt.
This was an interesting... maybe I should read that thing, because this was something that was forwarded to me by my buddy Patton, and he found it, and maybe some of you have seen it. It's actually written by a guy named Adam Felber.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's a writer-comedian. His blog is called Fanatical Apathy at felbers.net. You can go to the link, .net/MT, felbers.net/MT. The link's at morningsedition.com. And this is just part of, a satirical concession speech that he wrote. He also appears on NPR with our ex-partner, Sue Ellicott,
on
Wait, Don't Tell Me. Well, here, this is just a segment. Let me tell you a little story. Last night, I watched the returns come in with some friends here in Los Angeles. As the night progressed, people began to talk half-seriously about secession, a red state slash blue state split. The reasoning was this. We in blue states produce the vast majority of the wealth in this country and pay the most taxes, and you in the red states receive the majority of the money from those taxes while complaining about them. We in the blue states are the only ones who have been attacked by foreign terrorists, yet you in the red states are gung-ho to fight a war in our name. We in the blue states produce the entertainment that you consume so greedily each day, while you in the red states show open disdain for us and our values. Blue state civilians are the actual victims and targets of the war on terror, while red state civilians are the ones standing behind us yelling, "Oh yeah, bring it on." More than 40% of you Bush voters still believe that Saddam Hussein had something to do with 9/11. I'm impressed by that, truly am. Your sons and daughters who might die in this war know it's not true. The people in the urban centers where Al-Qaeda wants to attack know it's not true. But those of you who are at practically no risk believe this easy lie because you can't. As part of my concession speech, let me say that I really envy that luxury. I concede that. Healing. We, the people at risk from terrorists, the people who subsidize you, the people who speak in glowing and respectful terms about the heartland of America while that heartland insults and excoriates us, we want some healing. We spoke loud and clear, and you refused to give it to us, largely because of your high moral values. You knew better. America doesn't need its allies, doesn't need to share the burden, doesn't need to unite the world, doesn't need to provide for its future. Hell no. Not when it's got a human shield of pointy-headed, atheistic, unconfrontational breadwinners who are willing to pay the bills and play nice in the vain hope of winning a vote that we can never have, because we're morally inferior, quote-unquote. I suppose we are supposed to respect your values while you insult ours. And the big joke here is that for 20 years, we've done just that. That, I think, is a pretty succinct...
says it all.
That's at Fanatical Apathy. It's, Adam Felber wrote that, and I hope he doesn't mind me reading it on the air, but it was on his internet, and I found it interesting. And if you want to go there, the link's at morningsedition.com, or it's felbers.net/MT. We'll be back in a second. We're at, you can call it. The phone's working again?
All
we're
right.
Take some more calls, 866-303-2270. We'll talk to you in a second on Air America Radio. Want to add your 2 cents? Give us a call at 866-303-2270 and give us your best shot.
When you've got your health, you've got everything, which is why I look for new ways to protect mine. This is Larry King, here to introduce the advanced protection of Ester E, a new vitamin E from the makers of Ester C. Ester E's breakthrough form protects its antioxidant strength until my body is ready to use it. So do what I do. Take new Ester E. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin E?
Look for Ester E at Kmart, Kroger, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Kings bowed to him. Emperors fled from him. Even wild horses knelt before him. There's a reason they didn't call him Alexander the Timid. Alexander the Great, a great warrior, an even greater story. Film on location this Sunday night at 8, 7 Central, as only the History Channel can bring you.
If you care about health, you need to know about the benefits of balancing your fat intake. I'm Barb Harris with Smart Balance Buttery Spread. Scientists spent years searching for the ideal balance of dietary fats, avoiding cholesterol, hydrogenation, and trans fatty acids. Smart Balance uses patented blend of vegetable oils to make a delicious and healthy alternative to butter and margarine with award-winning taste. Smart Balance, you're really going to love it.
Thank you for calling General Steel for your free information.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your ad says I can build a warehouse, retail store, church, or whatever for nearly half the price. There's got to be a catch.
No catch, sir. If you compare structures, a General Steel building will save you about half the price of similar conventional construction.
Yeah, but what's it going to look like?
They're quite attractive. We can give them the look you want from stucco to brick to stone. But there is one thing I failed to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
You'll have it erected in about half the time.
Half the time. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but General Steel can get you a new building for about half the cost, and it will go up in about half the time of conventional construction. The size is totally up to you, and the price, amazing. Whether you need a 50 by 100 for under $33,000 or an 80 by 200 for under $89,000. If you need warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space, or if your church or school needs to expand quickly and save money, you need the General. Call for your free information at 1-888-39-STEEL. 1-888-39-STEEL. That's 1-888-39-STEEL.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now step into the plate. The Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me.
on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-free in 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke-free in 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Past the hour. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Hi.
It's Morning's Edition. There's Kent the Colonel Jones.
Good morning, everybody.
Okay, there's the bell. That means it's time for the Morning's Edition Friday Business Report. Good morning, business entrepreneurs. The results are in, and it's official. The George W. Bush decade will continue. Our brave war president's mandate spells big bucks for the corporate world and big bucks for you. America's have mores. Consider this. It's 3 days into Bush's second term, and a federal jury has just now convicted 5 former Enron Merrill Lynch executives of felonies for the parts they played in the so-called Enron scandal. If you're considering investing your time in multiple counts of conspiracy and fraud, there's never been a better time to do so. You see, it took over 3 years to get this far for a crime that cost the country billions and destroyed the lives of thousands. You can sleep securely knowing that the level of white-collar criminal prosecution is no higher today than it was in 2001, the year that Enron scandal came to light. Impressive, isn't it? Now, those are results you can live with, right? So keep on raiding the cookie jar, corporate executives. No one's going to be watching you for at least 4 more years. This has been the Morning Sedition Friday Business Report.
All right.
So, Ken, what movie are you going to see?
I was going to go see The Incredibles.
Okay.
This weekend.
I'm here.
I'm a grown up. I don't care. I'll go.
I'm not a big cartoon guy, but I'll go. Because every time I say stuff like that, they're like, dude, Pixar? Dude!
Yeah.
Right? Go ahead, say it, Chris. Go ahead.
Pixar's awesome.
Yeah. No, Rocky and Bullwinkle's awesome.
Some version of that. Richard in Georgia, what's up?
Hey. What's up, man?
Good. How you guys doing?
Okay, good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, but I'd like to talk about something that we don't want to talk about on Air America, and that's the incredible weakness of the American left.
Okay.
The Republicans would have never allowed the Democrats to count the vote. But we did that, even after the Republicans stole the election in 2000. Those of us who have been fighting against faith-based paperless voting, particularly here in Georgia, we had to fight the Democrats. And the Democrats never addressed the issue. And here we are today analyzing what went on like as if it was a real thing. And we've got all the evidence in the world. I mean, observers from all over the world came to the United States to observe because they knew that from the last election that there was a potential for fraud. And if you read the foreign press, they talk about how did the Democrats allow the Republicans to do the vote counting, and we won't step up to the plate. It's just incredibly weak.
Now, Richard, let me ask you something. When you say that the Democrats let the Republicans do the counting, I'm assuming the county registrars, be they Democrat or Republicans, are in charge of the counts. Am I right?
No.
They're not?
They do the vote counting. No. When you have a company like Diebold does the vote counting. It is not done by anybody within the state. All they get is the results from Diebold. They don't do the actual counting themselves.
Who certifies the result?
The electors certify the results in the state. But they're not the ones that actually do the counting. They're not the ones that's looking at the software that's actually doing it. You could have 15,000 lawyers standing around a vote machine.
Well, let me ask
unless one of them has X-ray vision, there's no way you can determine what the software is doing.
Okay, Richard, let me ask you a question. Now, we've been talking about these machines for about a year. I mean, I was hearing stuff on it. We've been talking about it on Air America since the beginning. They've had some success in California in stopping these machines. Now, what kind of actions were taken a year ago to stop these machines where you live?
Nothing. And as I say, here in Georgia, the Georgia Secretary of State, Kathy Cox, we've had to fight tooth and nail. As a matter of fact, when we wrote the bill, SB 500, to address this, we had to go and get a Republican to even sponsor the bill. No, there's nothing been done about this. MIT, is there a more prestigious technical institution in all of America than MIT?
No.
MIT, Rice, Stanford, John Hopkins, and a whole bunch of other technical institutions told us more than 3 years ago that paperless voting was a fraud. We've been fighting this issue for more than 3 years ago. For more than 3 years, John Kerry said absolutely nothing about paperless voting. And yet, here we are today. The world stands in dire peril. The American left, and particularly the Democratic Party, did nothing.
Okay. Okay.
After the last election.
Thank you, Richard. You're definitely you're being heard here, and we've been talking about this on the network. Now, you know, it's again, this is one of those situations, Riley, where Richard's making it sound pretty hopeless. I'm under the assumption that, you know, if you get these voting machines on the referendum, if 55 million, the Democratic Party was not weak in the sense that 55 million people did vote, so they're out there. You would think that we could vote these machines out on the local level, but if someone like Richard is not giving me much hope for that, Riley.
Well, he's been working on it for 3 years. He's been trying to get it done, he said. I would suggest Richard run for something.
He sounds pretty good to me.
Run for political office. I mean, yeah. He said he had gone to the Democrats in his area to try and get this issue addressed, and he said that they had to get a Republican to introduce it.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
the problem.
Linda, New Paltz, what's going on?
Hi, Linda.
Linda.
Don't listen to your radio, Linda.
Linda.
Oh, Linda.
Bye, Linda.
Okay.
Bye, Linda.
We tried.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just pictured her, you know, just dozing. You
yeah.
know what I mean? So you know what it's time for, Riley?
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. It's time for Mark Riley's Dog of the Week.
All right. Well, the election is done. Our guy lost, and we're licking our wounds looking for someone to blame. This week's dog could easily be the 58 million suckers who bought George W. Bush's snake oil. Some may say John Kerry qualifies. After all, he lost, didn't he? But this week's dog is the man behind the throne, the guy that George Bush himself had something to say about at his press conference.
The architect, Karl Rove.
That's right, Karl Rove. He may have been our dog once before, but now that the voting's over, he's won the award again. Karl Rove sure put one over on us. He rope-a-doped the Democrats at every turn. While Kerry reacted to Swift boat ads and the like, Rove was out organizing religious evangelicals. People, including me, shook their heads in disbelief when some of them said their flocks were more concerned about moral issues than economic ones. Yet the evil genius Rove knew something the rest of us did not. From a purely political standpoint, you have to take your hat off to the guy. He has cemented his legacy as one of the nation's most successful political operatives. Yet, as our friend Jim Moore tells us, Karl Rove would seemingly stop at nothing to achieve his goals. Dirty tricks like voter suppression and paperless voting machines are simply weapons to be used to achieve the desired political end. Yeah, he won, but that doesn't stop us from making Karl Rove the morning's edition Dog of the Week. Uh-oh.
I don't know. I don't get. Oh, here we go. Hey.
Yahtzee, Carl.
There's no reason. I guess we could have done it ourselves.
You know, I could see the pit bull sinking his teeth into that man's legs right now.
The machine didn't work. Oh, my God.
Lord have mercy. But, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, there's so much weirdness going on in the world.
No kidding. I just wanted to say the one guy in Portland who wrote me a letter said, hey, don't give Al Franken any more crap.
Oh.
Now, you know, it's all in good spirit here.
Okay. All right. Well, those are the last laughs we're going to have for the next hour.
No. Mark Chris Miller is going to come in, but he's going to come in with facts, and then we're going to try and get some hope.
We're going to get some hope.
Maybe.
We're going to talk to people on the phones.
Yeah.
If we don't get hope from Mark Chris Miller, we'll get hope from people on the phones.
That hasn't been working out today.
Or we'll catch hell from people on the phones. I don't know.
I'm not getting a lot of hope on the phones.
Why not?
I wasn't getting no hope from Richard. I wasn't getting any hope from that woman who called up and said that John Ashcroft's going to be in the next Supreme Court Justice. If she's right, then I...
Then we are in trouble. But what about Linda? She never even got on the phone. Did you get any hope from her?
Well, who the hell knows what happened? Hey, you know, if I let my imagination run wild, it's hopeless.
It is hopeless. But we got Mark Chris Miller. Maybe he'll give us some hope when we come back here on Air America Radio.
What?
Come on, honey. Get up. Time to go.
Where? It's Saturday.
Exactly. It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Come to Kohl's Super Saturday and get great early bird specials from 7 a.m. to noon only. Like your very own portable DVD player for just $179.99. And save 60% on all men's joggers and Croft & Barrow outerwear. Take an extra 10% off all fine and sterling silver jewelry. Already 60% off. And all PlayStation video games are only $8.99. Fits your wallet, schedule, style.
Want to get to the next level of your career? Earn a bachelor's or master's degree at University of Phoenix. It's college designed for busy working adults. In most cases, you can earn your degree in 2 to 3 years. At over 140 campuses, they offer programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. Call University of Phoenix at 1-800-853-4433. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. That's 1-800-853-4433.
You're listening to 1190 WLIV New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. There's no question that President Bush is exuding a certain measure of confidence. Most of his critics have been calling it arrogance since winning a second term this week. During his news conference yesterday to lay out his vision for a second term, President seemed to gloat in his razor thin victory over John Kerry, declaring he has a mandate.
I earned capital in the campaign, political capital, and now I intend to spend it. It is my style. That's what happened in after the 2000 election. I earned some capital.
At the same time, the president made clear to the White House press corps yesterday who's in charge.
As you look at your second term, how much is the war in Iraq going to cost? Do you intend to send more troops or bring troops home? And in the Middle East more broadly, do you agree with Tony Blair that revitalizing the Middle East peace process is the single most pressing political issue facing the world?
Now that I've got the will of the people at my back, I'm going to start enforcing the one question rule. That was three questions.
President George W. Bush doing the math there during his 16th White House news conference yesterday in Washington. Those Americans voting for Bush based on a White House theory that only the current administration could protect Americans from terrorism may consider the case of some 700 people who were arrested on immigration violations recently. This in addition to thousands more who underwent questioning by the FBI in an intense government effort to avert a terrorist attack possibly disrupting this week's election. Law enforcement officials yesterday declared that they did not know for sure whether any of those arrested or interviews foiled any attack. Actions were a carbon copy of what's happened with past unrealized al-Qaeda threats. Moreover, no one has done the math yet on the legal cost of incarcerating these people under false pretense. Black conservative Republican senatorial candidate Alan Keyes appears to be a sore loser. Keyes, who became a last-minute Republican candidate for the senatorial seat, won by popular Democrat Barack Obama in Illinois, has not even uttered a word of congratulations to Obama after the race that resulted in a landslide victory for the Democrat. Keyes says that he would not make a false gesture by congratulating Obama because he believes Obama's views on issues like abortion are wicked. Go figure. Despite a series of protests in Great Britain over the transfer of British troops from southern Iraq to a capital area, the directive was carried out, and the worst fears of families at home have now been realized. Three British soldiers were killed by insurgents in central Baghdad. Soldiers were sent in to relieve American soldiers in a dangerous area. Meanwhile, the relieved Americans were sent to make up part of the forces in the ongoing offensive in Fallujah. Deaths of the British soldiers bring to 73 the number of British nationals killed in Iraq. It was the worst single combat loss for a day for the country. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
This is your 30-second Vanguard insight on spotting illusions. When comparing mutual funds, a high return is only high if it's still there after expenses and taxes. After all, if you don't get to keep it, did you really make it? So always ask, how much of this is mine? Then call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Ruled Macedonia at age 16. Toppled the Persian dynasty at 25. At 31, created the greatest empire known to man. There's a reason they didn't call him Alexander. the spineless. Alexander the Great, a great warrior, an even greater story. Film on location this Sunday night at 8, 7 Central, as only the History Channel can bring you.
If you have tax debt, you need to know that IRS has beefed up collection to record levels. But also know this, your problems can be solved and your debt can be settled. And there's no person in this country better equipped to help you than Dan Pilla.
Hi, this is Dan Pilla. If you have a tax debt, you need to know that in the last year, tax liens have increased by 148%, bank and wage levies are up a whopping 306%, and property seizures increased an incredible 316%. Now is the time to get your tax problem solved, and my Tax Freedom Institute can help. I can show you how to stop collection action and get this problem behind you once and for all. Call for your free consultation. And if you have a state tax debt, I can help there too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX and make sure you look for my brand new book, The IRS Problem Solver, available in bookstores everywhere.
If you have an IRS debt, now is definitely the time to act. Dan Pilla has helped tens of thousands of people and he can help you. Call today, 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Kelly Ripa. You probably know me best as a TV host and actress, but you may not know that my sister was seriously injured in a drunk driving crash. She is one of about 500,000 people who are injured every year because of someone's careless choice to drink and drive. If you've survived a crash, or if you have a loved one who's been injured or killed due to drunk driving, please call MAD. They're here to help, and they're just a phone call away. Call 1-800-GET-MAD or visit mad.org.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con Pinko Hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's who. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week on The Revolution Starts Now, my guest is Patti Smith. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
Revolution starts now.
I'm Mark Maron. It's 6 past the hour here on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition.
Good morning, geniuses, philosophers, kings and queens. Pissed off people, Democrats, liberals, progressives, independents, pissed off people. Yeah, I understand. All the youth came out, everybody came out, everybody in the world came out, and they stole it from us. I get it. I understand. There's a problem with the electoral system. Yes. There's a problem with the computer machines. Yes, there is. There is a problem with the media, absolutely, Mark Riley.
There's a problem with the media?
Yeah, not us, of course.
Us, but you know, you're now starting to sound a little bit like Alan Keyes.
I know that. No.
Because he says there's a problem with the media.
Wait, no, I'm not like, no, I'm not.
I mean, you're not black, but you're starting to sound like Alan Keyes.
Okay, all right.
Here's a guy who lost by 43 percentage points.
Yeah.
And he blames the media.
Uh-huh.
He ought to be investigated for tomming across state lines. All right.
Would that be outsourcing Tommy?
That would be outsourcing Tommy. From Maryland to Illinois.
To another state.
Yes, another state. I believe that the FBI should investigate this man. He wouldn't even congratulate the winner, Barack Obama, who cleaned his freaking clock 3.4 million votes to 1.3 million votes.
Tom outsourcing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a serious issue. You know, I mean, there are Toms in Illinois who wanted that position.
Yeah.
And Alan Keyes took it from him.
It's outrage. That's called affirmative action, Tommy.
That's Kent Jones, Kent the Colonel Jones. One of the geniuses here, in-house geniuses, one of the writers here at the show. Barack Obama, inspirational speaker, inspirational politician. Where are the rest of them? Where are the other inspirational Democrats? We got Howard Dean and
Hillary Clinton.
If you're hiding, come out.
Yeah, come out,
come
man.
Come out.
Put the mouse down.
Hey, wait a minute. We got Harry Reid now. Reid is going to be the new minority leader. He's second Daschle's place. He's from Nevada.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That's three.
You like all that, right. Huh?
Yeah, we're doing good.
All right, come out. Maybe we'll get Al Franken to run.
Mark, I'd like to run, but
no, huh? <Come up again>. Okay. You people are, in the words of Alan Keyes, wicked.
It's going to drive people crazy.
I know.
I've got nothing but hopelessness on this radio show today. I've got nothing but hopelessness from out in the streets of America. You know, there's people out there that are unrelenting. I got one email.
All of the emails have been hopeless?
No, not the emails, the phone calls.
Oh, you know, phone calls have been a down, but hey.
And also, it's going to take people a while to get their sense of humor back. I understand that. You know, and me included. You
know, I think it's coming back.
Here you go. This is from John in Orange County. Hi, guys. Sorry, I don't even know which Mark is which. I'm streaming you on the Internet, 6:15 a.m. on Friday the 5th. Thank you for the current rant about actually doing things for democracy other than A, pointing and clicking, and B, casting a ballot once every 4 years.
Yes.
I'm a Canadian student in Orange County, California. I voted in the Kerry office here. I've spent the last 2 days trying and generally failing to commiserate with my Democratic voting friends who are somehow shocked that Kerry didn't win. Of course he didn't win. You didn't volunteer or give money. You didn't get out a single damn vote other than your own. Why the hell was I spending time in the Kerry office with a Czech student instead of 100 U.S. ones? Am I disappointed in Kerry? Well, I'm way more disappointed in all the people who think that reading a political blog amounts to strong support for the Democratic Party. Huh.
Ooh, snap.
That's pretty interesting.
Wake up.
Hey.
Here we go. Here's another one. I think that one thing that will help the progressive agenda is if liberals teach their children to vote. We are already at a disadvantage because religious conservatives tend to have large families, which increases their voting base exponentially with each generation. Liberals, on the other hand, tend to have fewer children because they know the consequences of the increased population on the environment. Conservatives indoctrinate their children to believe it is their civic duty to vote from a very early age. If liberals want to catch up with them, they must do this as well. So it's time to start having sex, and it's time to just let them.
Hi, honey. I'll be home soon. It'll be about 9:30 or so. We can get a neuter in.
Today's liberal agenda, let's get it on.
Oh, yeah, really. Come on. I take my daughter with me to the polls. She goes into the voting booth with me every time I voted since she was able to walk.
As liberals, we tend to want to be left alone to live our lives so long as we're not hurting others. Well, now not only do we not need to be alone, and not only do we not need to be hurting others, we got to have some parties. It's time to bring people into the fold. I suggest what their biggest fear is, mass liberal orgies, large liberal cults.
Ooh.
They used to do in the 60s. They were called communes. Bring the commune back and have, you know, have people reproduce, mm-hmm. but spread the genes out so we don't have, you know, the problem with it. Yeah.
Oh, that won't happen, will it?
Mm-hmm.
Are we that small in number?
No. But I mean, people who are willing to go live on a commune and, you know, have you know, somebody experimenting with, you know, tofu and rice and yeah.
So it really is just about making more Democrats. Is that the idea?
Uh huh.
Okay.
Uh huh.
I'm with it.
That's interesting. I mean, that's been the Orthodox Jews do that too. Orthodox Jews just like you see those guys. They have like 20 kids.
Yeah. Well, my wife has got to teach a class in a little while, but. I'll see if we can fit in some.
Don't say that because I know that you know your biggest fear is that you're gonna, your wife's going to want another one, right? Is that catchy?
No, it was my daughter that actually wanted another
that's
one.
Right. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
My wife doesn't want to feel the pain. What do you?
Right, right. But your daughter's like, when can we have
a when can I have a sister?
A kitten. It's going to be a kitten or a sister, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, we got Mark Christopher Miller coming up, and I'm hoping that. Outside of some of the stuff he's going to talk to us about, which is going to be primarily, I think, religion and the computer voting scandal, fraud.
Things that bring up some hope, man.
Well, it's not Miller's
It's not his fees.
Yeah, his thing is not necessarily hope, but information and intelligent assessment of what's going on.
So we got to provide the hope.
Well, we're gonna.
Okay.
The weird thing is that Palace.
Don't move. You know,
Greg Palace was here last week, and you know, from everything Palace says and from everything I've heard, you know, elections have never been fully counted ever.
Well,
ever.
That's true.
Ever.
That's
it's always
true.
Been a fixed game. We'll be back with Mark Crispin Miller and some hope.
Hope.
It's Air America Radio.
Do you know where your children are on the Internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by Internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing Internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss. For
every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Well, Mr. Quinton, I have your loan application here. I see you want to finance one of our big screen TVs.
Oh, yeah, I love that TV.
Of course you do. The thing is, your credit report has a few hiccups or bumps.
Well, bumps, yes.
What we call red flags or warnings.
You see, I can...
Actually, you have huge gaping chasms of incredibly bad decision-making.
Okay, I can explain.
I mean monumental credit mistakes and phenomenally ridiculous, laughable, really. I mean, oh, Mr. Quinton... I gotta frame this one.
Before you go for a loan, be prepared with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for just $14.95. It's the first step to getting the things you want. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who have reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Hi, Jeff Levy here from the Computer News Show with a great technology tip. You want to remotely access your office PC, but solutions like PC Anywhere and VPNs are complicated and difficult to use. Here's your solution. Go to My PC lets you access your office PC from anywhere over the Internet. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were in the office. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource remotely. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use the promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMyPC.com free today. You'll love it.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
That's right, conservatives. You're going to have to put up with our angry whining for 4 years. How wonderful is that? Angry whining hopefulness. You know, I understand. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley. We're going to talk to Mark Crispin Miller in just a second. Look, you know, I don't even believe in clinical depression. Hopelessness, I understand. You know, if somebody comes up to you and says, I think you might be clinically depressed, you should just say, well, thank you. That means I'm awake. Is there any indication we shouldn't be depressed? Are you living on the same planet as me? Do you ever think that depression might be the reasonable human response to the crap we're going through as a species meant to propel us into the next evolutionary step? Yes. Right, Mark Crispin Miller?
Absolutely. Whatever you say.
Okay. Here's the presidential palm pilot for today. We got it earlier from Ray Ray, who is about to check into rehab. 8 a.m., wake up in Camp David, eat hearty mandate breakfast. 9 a.m., watch the news. There's me again. There's me again. There's me again. Hey, Springsteen, who's the boss now? 9:30 a.m., look in mirror. Wow, I've aged. Fire someone for this. 10 a.m., call religious leaders. Thank them for their support. Tell them God told me to thank you, too. 11 a.m., call Barbara and Jenna. Tell them I won, so now you're off the leash. Get as wild as you want. Just try to keep it out of the papers. Note, no black guys and no going out with Cheney's daughter. 2 p.m., pose for 60-foot equestrian statue in Houston. Question, should I be holding a six-gun or a sword? 4 p.m., appoint personal secretary of relaxation to schedule all my downtime. Short attention span plus ample vacation days is a dangerous mixture. 11 p.m., bedtime. Set the alarm clock. Who am I kidding? I won. I'll get up when I damn well feel like it. Hard to laugh, isn't it, Miller? Hard to laugh.
I've been laughing for days.
Have you?
The drugs.
I've been getting... Get off them. That's part of the conspiracy. Yeah, Don't you get it, man?
I know.
Rumsfeld and Bush, both CEOs of pharmaceutical companies. You look at the definition of a liberal, and you look at the symptoms of liberalism, and that's on the back of a Prozac bottle, my friend.
I understand Lynn Cheney invented ecstasy.
Get out. So look, all right, let's get down to it. We talked to Palace last week. I get your emails. Sometimes I get them twice, but I'm not going to blame you. But
give the other one to somebody else.
Oh, I'm part of the whole forwarding of the email network, Mark Crispin.
All right.
If you don't know who Mark Crispin Miller is, he's the author of several books. The big books. He did the Bush Dyslexicon. He also did Cruel and Unusual, Bush and Cheney's New World Order. He's also a professor of media studies at New York University. He's a friend of the show.
He's a performance artist. Don't forget that part.
Yeah, can you get that DVD of Patriot Act? He did a show called Patriot Act, which I saw. If you want to know about the Christo-fascist, if you want to know about the Reich of Christ, if you want to know about the Christopo, he's the guy to talk to. You can get Patriot Act where?
www.patriotnation.us.
It's a very good thing. It's very heavy, and there's magic. All right, so.
And there's magic.
And there's magic.
So tell us, okay, so it was stolen in your eyes? It was stolen.
Well, I suspect strongly that it was stolen.
Yes.
But what we have to do, obviously, is wait for the professional numbers crunchers to go through the data with a fine-tooth comb.
Mm-hmm.
My point lately has been directed mainly at Democrats or conservatives who voted against Bush, because there's an understandable but I think deplorable sort of paralysis that's set in.
Mm-hmm.
See, people are weeping, sobbing uncontrollably in the corner, feeling like it's hopeless.
Yeah.
If you feel like it's hopeless, it is, right?
Right.
I think that the entire election's results are counterintuitive. I think that, for example, the voting machines in Florida were only one of a whole range of devices used in Florida to disenfranchise people. And Greg Palast has
talked
about that.
Well.
Strategies.
And
yeah,
devices.
Yeah, the thing is, in a propaganda culture like this one, the news will seize on one thing. In other words, the Bush campaign is very good at getting the media to concentrate on this.
Yeah.
So what it was in the last few days of the campaign was Ohio. Concentrate on Ohio.
Right.
Concentrate on Ohio. Are they going to get their goon squads in the streets of Ohio? And we're all concerned. We all thought of guys, you know, in brown shirts and so on. So what happened? Well, there was a long legal battle, and finally, ultimately, they prevailed. They got to put their goon squads in Ohio. So everybody's saying, oh, hit the decks, bring your cameras. It's going to be Selma all over again, you know,
right.
Stuff like that. Well, they were on their best behavior. Nothing happened. This one fact permitted the media people to infer that this election went off without a hitch.
Right.
That was the line. It's like it was like
still
that.
Still is the line.
It still is the line. It's like that alleged fake document, not fake, but inauthentic document that Dan Rather supposedly had among the many documents from George Bush's military guard service.
Yeah.
That one allegation, that one alleged fraudulent document, which, by the way, turns out to have been authentic, allowed everybody to say the documents are fake. All the documents are fake. Ergo, Bush is off the hook, right? So because there wasn't mayhem in the streets of Cleveland and Columbus, the press has basically swallowed the Republican talking point, which is this election went off just as well as Jeb Bush hoped it would. Right. He was on TV all week saying, I sure don't want there to be any problems. Well, there were tons of problems. There were problems all over the country.
We're talking to Mark Crisp and Miller. So let me ask you a question then. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is true. We've been talking about this for 7 months, all right? You've been
seven.
No, I have, because we've only been on the air for 7 months.
Oh, I see,
okay,
I see.
We've been getting emails about it from you about these black box voting issues and about the Florida possibilities, and now the media as well is in cahoots with them on some level because they don't report, they just look for ratings and they misrepresent everything. All right. But how come more action wasn't taken, you know, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago? We had a guy on the phone today, Richard from Georgia, said that they tried their damnedest to get these boxes removed. And in California, they had some success in removing the boxes through local politics.
Right.
Now what needs to be done? I mean, if these numbers come out, and you know, obviously the responsibility, the onus is on us, you know, people like you, people like us here at Air America, to get this information out. I didn't know that document was found to be not fraudulent until you just told me that. You know, there's a lot of things that slipped through our sieve here because, you know, we only have so much time.
We're just a bunch of guys.
Right. That's true.
Right.
So where do we, what do we do now? You know, what do we do in the face of this fraud other than you're saying that the numbers will be crunched, they will be investigated. I hope you're right. Okay, but what can we do? What can people do?
Well, you know, the primary thing that people can do is just snap out of it.
Okay.
I understand the psychology of running into an unexpected brick wall, you know, Roadrunner style.
It hurts.
Certainly it hurts. You feel broken all over. You feel depressed. You know, majority of Americans have been in tears over the last 2 years. A majority.
Mm-hmm.
I'm convinced of this. And I've heard from a lot of them, and some of them have given up. Some of them said, take my name off your list, sir, like five or six people. You know, it's over. It's over. They say it's over. Well, you know, I'm afraid that's an immoral position. That's a self-indulgent position, if you have kids particularly.
Yeah.
You can't just say, nope, well, we lose, bye-bye. You can't do it. So what I'm urging, you know, there are all kinds of specific steps we need to take, many of them now heavily complicated by the fact that the ruling party just got to be ruling-er.
Yeah.
You know? But the primary thing is psychological. The primary thing is to see that we are only standing for the whole Jeffersonian tradition here. We're only standing for the integrity of the voting system. We're only
right.
standing for a system of checks and balances, which the Republicans have completely trashed. We're standing for a bicameral legislature that the president listens to lest he start to become a monarch. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Yes.
People should have the courage of their convictions, and those convictions don't have to be based on some kind of religious fundamentalism. On the contrary, it's in the best American tradition.
It would help motivate you, but
that's half the battle.
Yeah,
you know, if you're being stalked by a killer bear, let's use a past bit of Republican propaganda as an example. You're alone in the cabin. The bear's outside. The bear is big and tough and smart. Okay. If you figure he's going to eat me, then you're dead. But if you figure I'm going to get out of this, you will find a way out. You know, impending doom has an amazing tendency to concentrate the mind.
But they're wolves now. It's wolves. It's a whole pack of wolves.
Well, wolves,
Mark.
Dogs.
You've been watching too many of those commercials. We got about 40 seconds left before we have to take a break. But maybe when we come back, I want to talk about whether you think the Democrats now have to establish some kind of position on moral values, whether or not, there's a Democrat from Arkansas who jumped up yesterday saying, well, I practice my faith all the time. I don't know. The Democrats are now going to have to show their faith.
Yeah.
Good idea? Bad idea? Mediocre idea?
It's because the people, the moral values didn't drive this election. It's a distraction. It's a side issue. The people who vote on that basis are not going to buy a sudden, you know, deathbed conversion on the Democratic Party, say, oh, gee, I guess they're closer to God than President Bush is. I mean, the fact of the matter is that's a loser as far as I'm concerned. It's a sideshow. You know, it's a movement driven by a whole bunch of closet cases in the Bible Belt, if you ask me. And, you know, people who have serious problems with health care and war and so on No, I don't think the solution is to make like the Republicans. I think the solution is to define the differences as starkly and as proudly as possible.
And that's what we're going to do after the break.
That's right. We're going to take the phone calls, too, right?
Yeah. 866. What?
We don't have any room.
303-2270. Mark Crispin Miller is here with nothing but hope and love.
Yeah.
That's right. When we come back here on Air America Radio.
Air America fans, there's a magazine you need to read. Mother Jones, your best source for no-holds-barred investigative journalism. This week, Mother Jones is offering a crazy initial subscription price of just $10 a year. Go to MotherJones.com today to subscribe and get Mojo's eye-popping new issue. Read about how U.S. soldiers are speaking out against the war in Iraq, plus how America employs thousands of likely war criminals to do our dirty work in Iraq. Just $10 for a full year at MotherJones.com.
If staying healthy is about the choices you make, you're about to make an important one. Which vitamin E to take? Larry King here to introduce the advanced protection of Ester E, a breakthrough form of vitamin E, new from the makers of Ester C. Ester E's antioxidant strength's protected until your body is ready to use it. So do what I do. Choose new Ester E. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin E?
Look for Ester E at Walgreens, GNC, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
Don't let the recent news about your arthritis medicine stop you from treating your arthritis pain. Talk to your doctor. No pain reliever has been proven safer than Tylenol when used as directed. That's one reason why arthritis experts recommend the medicine in Tylenol Arthritis Pain Relief as a first choice. For all-day relief without a prescription, ask your doctor about Tylenol. Stop. Think. Tylenol.
Tylenol Arthritis Pain lasts up to 8 hours. Use as directed.
It's a wild day here at the stock market. Let's talk to some traders. How are you doing?
I'm taking a shelling, but I'm still gelling.
Okay, and how about you?
I'm gelling and selling. Gelling and selling.
My trades are smelling.
But who cares?
We're gelling.
Are you gelling yet? Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles are made from the softest gel ever created. If you and your feet don't feel outrageously comfortable, you get your money back, guaranteed. Are you gelling? Dr. Scholl's. Know who's really gelling? The King of Queens. Monday through Friday. Check your local listings.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Can a moderate leadership emerge in a Palestinian society where children are recruited to be suicide bombers? Can Ariel Sharon pull the settlers out of Gaza without bringing down his government? How are American Jews and the issues we care about affected by the presidential election? Why is Madonna studying Kabbalah? How do you rate the best kosher hot dogs? Read the foreword and find out. Keep up with tradition and what's new and changing. Enjoy award-winning reviews and arts coverage, exclusive reporting on stories found nowhere else, provocative editorials and news analysis on issues affecting all of us. More than ever, we need to stay in touch. And there's no better way than reading the foreword, the nation's Jewish newspaper. Try it for 4 weeks free. You'll then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now for the foreword. 800-253-7800. That's 800-253-7800.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, this is Al Franken on the next Al Franken Show. Happy days are here again. We're in full denial with an unfettered celebration of John Kerry's glorious victory on Tuesday night. Everyone who's anyone will be here. After all, Kerry pretty much owes his success to us. Join us for a little much-deserved gloating and then some constructive analysis of what to watch for in the new Kerry administration. We're going completely cuckoo on the next Al Franken Show.
Before past the hour, Mark Maron here with Mark Riley on Air America Radio.
Yep.
Morning Sedition. We're talking to Mark Crispin Miller, as we do often. You can get his books, The Bush Dyslexicon and Cruel and Unusual, Bush and Cheney's New World Order. You can get those at our website at morningsedition.com at a discount. And you can also get to The Patriot, the DVD of his one-person show about the the state of religious fascism and a little bit of magic.
Exactly.
It's all magic, though, isn't it, Mark?
It is, in a sense, all magic.
Let's do this, and then we'll talk to you, because I like to do this. Since the handover of power, we're exploring various issues and opportunities the Iraqis and Americans will face. This is Iraq, Birth of a Nation, Day 130. Leaders of Iraq, you may be aware of something called the anti-war movement in America. Yeah, I know it's tough to get your head around that concept, but some people aren't enjoying this as much as you are. But no matter, after last Tuesday, that's over. You may have been thinking that if thousands of Americans took to the streets against the war, that our leaders might change their minds and take the troops out of here. But if our leaders didn't change his mind before last Tuesday, he sure as hell isn't going to change it now. This guy doesn't change expressions, much less his mind. As for protesters, one of two things is going to happen to them. One, they'll keep protesting, which, thanks to our media, no one will pay attention to. Not nearly sexy enough. Or, more likely, they'll just give up. Plenty of sex and pot and pop culture to keep them happy. More than enough for at least the next 4 years. And besides, their celebrity role models have already given up and retreated back to Malibu. The protesters won't be a factor again until we reinstate the draft, but that only means some of them will be here fighting and some of them will be in Canada. What they won't be doing is stopping this war. So settle in, kids. No one's coming to save you here, and no one's going to save you in the States. Just thousands of armed Americans coming to beat the democracy into you. Uh-huh. So good luck and God bless, and by God, I mean our God. This is day 130 of Iraq, Birth of a Nation, Live Free or Die. So why did Kerry concede, Mark Crispin Miller?
I asked you that during the break because I don't know. I was hoping somebody would tell me.
Not even a week? Not even a week? He didn't give us a week.
He, in retrospect, makes Al Gore look pretty tough.
Courageous. He had the stones.
I thought that it was completely in keeping with the Kerry campaign that he conceded when he did. I didn't expect anything else but his concession on that day.
Really?
Yeah, because that's who he is. John Kerry didn't want to fight this thing, not on that level. He did not. He was not prepared because he didn't bring up these issues during the campaign. It's going to seem like sour grapes if he brings them up after the campaign. And I don't think he, quite frankly, wanted to go through that on a personal level. I just think he was prepared to say, okay, well, look, I still got a term left in the Senate. I'm done. Nice race. Thanks, Mr. Bush. Bye.
Well, it's true, the point you made before. They made a strategic error, the Democrats, this time, in not making this a major issue, a major focus, from the time it came out that the machines were screwy.
Like right? 2.5 years ago.
And a half years ago. You know, did I tell you the story about my meeting with Kerry?
No.
I sought him out at a fundraiser here in the city, specifically to say to him, you know, there's mounting evidence that these machines are going to cost you the election. That they just cost Max Cleland his seat in Georgia. Media is not focusing on it, but there's some very, 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 very intelligent academics and advocacy groups that are working on the hard data, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he looked down at me,
He's very tall.
And he put on an expression of tremendous concern. And I saw immediately that
he wasn't going to do anything.
And I talked to Teresa after that. She it was like night and day. She was really into the issue. She was spitting bullets. I took hope from that. But as the months went on, as Terry McAuliffe, you know, may he soon be retired,
yeah,
kept not talking about this thing, acting as if, well, we'll just get a lot of lawyers, poll watchers, as if you can see what's going on in the guts of cyberspace, you know. It became, I suppose, impossible for them to turn around after the fact and say, oh, by the way, we think there's some really strange questions that have been raised by these numbers. I still, however, Mark, unlike you, I was shocked by the concession. I guess I bought the reporting for duty thing, you know, and I've never.
Yeah, we all did. I mean, I did too. I got behind the guy. I mean, you know, even knowing that, you know, he was who he was. I got behind the guy, and I believed it. You know, the weird thing is, Miller, is that, you know, I mean, we talked to Paul Begala when we first got in the air, you know, and we were like, what about the machines? And he's like, yeah. All these guys were dismissing it like it was a bunch of, like, liberal wackos who were, you know, out on the fringe of things. And there was evidence that it was the contrary, and nothing was done about it.
I just got to make a plug for somebody. The organization Black Box Voting.
Yeah, we've been plugging it today, yeah.
Bev Harris.
Bev Harris is doing a major FOIA search for, like, 3,000 documents pertaining to this election. Few people know as much about this issue as Bev,
but they need
contributions to do this massive inquiry. So that's blackboxvoting.org.
Right.
People should check out the website.
Yeah, definitely.
But do you admit, though? We're going to take a call here in just a second. Let's admit, though, one thing, that, you know, there are other things we have to focus on in order to, you know, to get in the running for the next election as well.
Oh, yeah, there's a world of other things.
You know, like issues and, you know, the state of the country and all that. I just don't want people to get, you know, hung up on finding justice here. I mean, we will get the investigation, hopefully, but, you know, there are other things that we have to do.
Oh, I agree with that. My concern is more like psychological.
Right.
Just getting people's attitudes back where they were before this happened.
Getting hungry again. Travis in Ohio, give us a report. What do you got?
Hey, Travis.
Hey, Mark. And Mark.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind, man?
You know, I've heard a lot about the voting booth stuff, and I'm not a big conspiracy theorist.
Right.
But I was thinking that, you know, it's kind of funny, the media didn't make a big deal about this, but on the news here in Columbus, they showed a lot of people waiting to vote, and some people up to, you know, 5, 6, 8, 9 hours. And they showed people even waiting till midnight to vote because everything was going so slow. But when they showed on the media here in Columbus, those people waiting, they were all lower-income minority people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know darn well that the rich white guys weren't waiting 3 hours, even though they're the ones that could afford to miss work.
Right.
And I think my big thing is nobody, I don't think they made a big deal about this, but Ken Blackwell, two things. First of all, well, he's a freak. But the second thing is, you know, they say that they expected a 73% turnout. We didn't even get 73%. So it should have been, if they expected more, it should have gone smoother. But yet, in these low-income minority areas, you had people that couldn't afford to miss work that had their kids with them till midnight trying to vote. That's just a shame.
That is a shame. Good.
That is a shame.
Thank you for your comment.
And I remember waking up on Wednesday morning and seeing people still lined up. Yeah, we were here.
It was on TV at 3 in the morning.
Yep. Yeah, people were still
down
lined
the memory hole now.
But that was the strategy. But that was really, you know, Rove, you know, outside of the machines, the lack of staff and the lack of machines available to vote was clearly an intentional strategy.
Not just in Ohio. It was a national strategy.
Absolutely.
Greg Palast talks about this. And it wasn't only rich white guys who got to vote. It was the base got to vote.
Mm.
The Bush's base, they're not
the evangelical
rich. Yeah, they got to vote fine. It went off without a hitch. They had all the machines they needed, state-of-the-art, you know. It was only the poor, only the likely strongholds of Democratic voters.
That's where the mess happened.
Exactly.
Let's take this call. Kate in Massachusetts, what's up?
Hi, Kate.
Listen, I wanted to touch base back about that depression thing.
My conspiracy?
Yeah, you know, I noticed the explosion of those anti-anxiety medication commercials after 9/11, and I'm thinking, well, why shouldn't everybody feel anxiety?
Exactly.
And if you know, and then the laundry list that they have afterwards of the side effects, it's like, hey, you're getting some anxiety, you know, have a couple bong hits, take a shot of tequila, you won't have those side effects in the morning. You know? It's like, if I want to be numb, I can do it all just fine on myself.
Why do you have to make a life out of it? Right.
Also, I wanted to ask you guys if you saw McCain on Jay Leno last night. And he was doing the whole thing about, oh, well, we need to come together and all this stuff. And he starts loosening up because, you know, we got this war to win, and we've got this budget deficit. And he's listening to these things. I'm like, yeah, all this stuff that George caused.
Exactly.
Like, you're like, you want us to come together to fix up your screw-up.
Oh, my God. I need Prozac.
And, so, you know, and I wanted to ask about the concession and stuff. Does he really need to concede? I mean, is it really an essential part of our election process?
Okay, let's ask Marcus Miller.
Not if your name is Alan Keyes.
Thank you for your call. Yeah, and don't medicate your feelings, folks, with antidepressants, because then you will be rendered ineffective. It psychologically neuters you. Does he have to concede?
There's nothing in the Constitution about requiring the loser to concede. Nothing.
No.
I mean, he can fail to concede right all the way up to Inauguration Day if he wants.
Uh-huh.
He could not concede, and the result would technically, I guess, be up in the air until they go to the Electoral College.
Yeah, well, our media wouldn't let that happen.
Yeah, I know.
For the good of the nation.
They'd be standing out in front of the guy's door. Why won't you concede?
Yeah, that's
so,
basically it.
Dr. Professor, Mr. Marcus Miller.
You know that it's an insult.
I know.
To call me professor.
Uh-oh.
Why? Because you're not at your regular job?
No. I actually am at my regular job.
Uh-oh.
Because, as the right has sort of defined the current climate,
all right,
when you hear somebody called professor.
I'm sorry.
You might as well call me, I can't say these words anymore. You guys will all be fined.
How about this? Captain Miller? Can you please guide us, at least on a couple of points that for the next 4 years, give us a couple of points that we should engage.
Oh, geez. Well,
don't leave town first.
No. A lot of people have been claiming they're going to leave town.
Yeah, I know. They always pick the nicest spots.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about leaving this country, going to Paris. Well, good for you. You know,
Vancouver.
Yeah. But I'm going to have to save a little money, and you know what? Maybe I'm just going to get on antidepressants.
Monaco is beckoning to me.
Monaco.
That beacon of freedom.
Brotherhood.
Monaco. Saint-Tropez. I'm going to put the flag down in Saint-Tropez. Well, mm-hmm. I'm going to say now what I said before, the election, so-called, mm-hmm. for years. And that is, this is not a left thing. This is not about left and right.
Yeah.
Especially not now that we've seen a whole lot of authentic conservatives come out publicly against George W. Bush. This is not a conservative regime.
Yes.
This is a radical regime,
right?
And it's moving everybody steadily backwards to a kind of state that no sane person would want to live in. So it's not a matter of feigning family values. It's a matter of sincerely expressing our true patriotism, that we stand today, as we have stood for the last 4 years, for the finest traditions in Jeffersonian democracy, right? All
right.
That stuff, freedom of thought, freedom of speech, freedom of religion,
mm-hmm.
habeas corpus, be a nice thing too, wouldn't
it?
Yeah,
wonderful.
Bicameral legislature that functions, all those things, checks and balances, separation of church and state, which most Christians around the time of the Constitution supported, right?
Because right. They knew they were trouble.
Well, the Baptists, the Presbyterians,
sure.
They knew that if there was an Episcopalian church of the United States, they would be persecuted by
right.
it, right? That's theocracy means you got a state religion.
Hey, I'm Episcopal. I don't persecute anybody.
Well,
but they were
guy.
Basing that on England.
Well, that was then the
yeah.
reigning creed,
Right.
And it was down south, that Virginia was Episcopalian, but nobody really paid attention to that.
Okay.
At any rate, you don't want people like the clerics who ran the New England colonies to
yeah.
be in charge of the government.
Good
and
point.
That's what you would have basically here. So we got to stop playing defense all the time. We've got to go on the offense.
Right.
We see a movement that's fascist. We should just call it fascist. If we see a pattern of repudiation of democracy, subversion of democracy, not just here but all over the world, we say that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. We call Bush out. We don't let him get away with saying freedom's on the march.
Okay.
I mean, come on. What planet is he living on?
Wait a minute. Call
Planet Bush.
Bush out.
Call Bush out.
Yeah, okay. All right. I got all those. And we will definitely – we're going to play what you just said. I'm gonna put it in this board right here, and we're gonna make sure we're aware of it because I think you're right, and I appreciate you.
I want a royalty for that.
Royalty?
Yeah,
for each time he uses it.
What's the matter? DVDs aren't moving. What's the matter?
No, so my cash flow's not moving.
Okay. All right. Well, Mark Rita Miller.
The big money's over on the right. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You can have the IQ of a snail. And you can get on TV. Oh, let me amend that. You can have the IQ of a snail and get rich either in the Republican Party or especially in the media.
Let's ask Dennis Miller that. I don't think he's doing as well as he used to be doing.
Well, Dennis Miller is, you know, is a bit of a maverick. But Jeff Brinfield.
A maverick. That's a nice word.
Alan Keyes. You think Alan Keyes is going to fade into the sunset? He'll be on the radio or on television.
He's got a high IQ, but he's like,
I know where this is going. We're going to change the entire tone of this show. No. All right. Thank you. Thank you for being here, Mark Crispin Miller. It's always good to see you, and you helped out.
Good to see you, man.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care. We'll be back in a second to talk about the week, to talk about the weekend. I guess no more calls, right? Okay. That's it. We'll see you in a second on Air America Radio.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Ruled Macedonia at age 16. Toppled the Persian dynasty at 25. At 31, created the greatest empire known to man. There's a reason they didn't call him Alexander the Spineless. Alexander the Great, a great warrior, an even greater story. Film on location this Sunday night at 8, 7 Central, as only the History Channel can bring you.
Hey, it's Whoopi here. Whoopi Goldberg, what you mean Whoopi who? Listen, I'm celebrating my anniversary, my 20th to be exact, and I'd love for you to join me at the Lyceum Theater on Broadway. You know, there are some anniversaries you want to celebrate, like weddings and the birth of a child. That's so sweet, aw. And some you really don't, like your first hot flash or your first arrest. You were arrested but not convicted? Yeah, right. Okay. Anyway, it's the 20th anniversary of my first show on Broadway, which is huge for me, because there is nothing like the sound of a live audience. It's just you and me. And that's why I want you to join me and Fontaine and the Surfer Chick and anyone else living inside my head to celebrate. So come on, let's celebrate together at the Lyceum Theater on Broadway.
Whoopi Goldberg, on Broadway for 88 performances only. Previews begin this Saturday, so call telecharge.com, 212-239-6200. Today.
Home. It's the place you like to make warm and inviting. What could be more welcoming than the aroma of fresh coffee brewing? When a coffee is Starbucks, the experience only gets richer. You'll find Starbucks coffee at your grocery store, so you can enjoy it at home. Its distinctive roasting style and rich, authentic taste show how seriously we pursue the art of coffee. Savor its aroma, then pour a cup and invite your senses to take flight. Starbucks coffee, at your grocery store.
So, I keep hearing it's all about the O. Well, I wanted to find out for myself, so I went to Overstock.com. I found the 6-screen TV for 60% below retail. I got the perfect set of golf clubs, a tent. I even found diamond earrings for the wife. Every item was 50% or more below retail, and my order was shipped to my door for $2.95. Man, I can buy DVDs, books, CDs, most priced below Amazon. Who knew shopping could be so easy? Discover how it is all about the O. Overstock.com.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Good morning, geniuses.
Yeah.
Philosopher kings.
Yeah.
Working class heroes.
Yeah.
Talk about the issues.
Yeah. Yeah.
Morning Sedition, Air America Radio. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Morning Sedition. We're fighting for our lives here. How's everybody out there? Fire truck.
Am I stupid?
No.
Right. Like they say uptown, talking more spit than a little bit.
Fire truck.
You're a heartless individual.
Hey, you guys, help me out.
Dog of the week.
Yahtzee.
Oh, yeah.
John Kerry took my shoe.
Begammon.
Oh, yeah.
Begammon.
Morning Sedition.
Begammon.
Morning Sedition.
Yeah.
Let me introduce the people here. Kalo is on the board. Smarty Pants Larson in the booth. Brendan, P.W. McDonald. Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman of New Jersey in the other room. Morning Sedition. Coming in for landing.
Good morning. I'm Wayne Gellman.
Can I leave now?
Hey, it's 55 past the hour. We're going to land this thing. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Hi.
Kent, Colonel Jones is in the room here.
Yeah.
You know, I want to put this out there. Look, you know, if you need medicine, you got to take medicine. But a lot of people don't need medicine. I don't want people to misunderstand because, you know, I was, I was medicated once. You know, I took the Zac for a while. And, like, it was weird because, like, they say it changes, you know, it'll give you a new personality. The only problem with it is it doesn't remove the old one. The old one, it's just sort of locked in, you know. I'm looking at
it
you,
Kent. It gets crowded in there, I guess.
Well, no, but what happens is I'm looking at you going, hey, you ask me how I'm doing.
How are you doing, Mark?
I feel great. But inside I'm going, help, help me.
Ah!
This pill-popping freak is taking charge. I don't know. But anyway, so we got the, it's been a rough week.
But we're through it.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I feel like, you know, we're just going to keep fighting. We're going to keep going through the news, trying to find the truth.
We're going to stay in Bush's ass,
make
all right?
Let's be frank
about this.
We have a mandate to be a thorn in Bush's ass for the next 4 years. It's our mandate. And, you know, we're going to be funny, right, Kent?
Yeah, man.
So you're going to lay a little Dennis Miller on.
Yeah. Now that my man Bush has gotten back in office there, Chachi, I feel a little bit like Robert Oppenheimer inventing the bomb.
Sorry, Dennis. Sorry.
Clown. Clown. Buffoon.
What do you got going this weekend, Riley?
I'm going to speak at my high school.
Wow.
Oh, by the way,
yeah.
I should say a special good morning to Stu Levitan, who actually graduated from the same high school I did,
yeah.
Who is a drive-time host on the Air America affiliate in Madison, Wisconsin.
Holy mackerel.
So there's two guys from the gunnery. That's the school I went to.
Did I just say holy mackerel?
Holy mackerel, yeah.
What am I, in a cartoon in the 1950s?
Yeah.
Oh,
sounds like it.
I guess I gotta say hi to somebody.
Yeah, say hi to somebody.
I want to say hi to my in-laws.
Ooh, you're a nice guy.
Diane.
Your wife must have woke up, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. No, my wife knows. She's not going to be up for another 4 hours.
Uh-oh.
She likes to sleep.
She likes to sleep?
Yeah, and you're going to see the movie. I might try and see Sideways. Is that what it's called, Sideways?
Yeah.
I might
yeah.
try to see
Alexander
that.
Payne.
And Jim Taylor. I knew Jim Taylor. We were friends briefly.
I've heard very good things.
Yeah.
You were friends briefly?
Yeah, I mean, we were hanging out because my ex-wife and her friend was going out with him, and, you know, there was a time where we were sort of coupling, and then mm-hmm. that kind of went away.
Wow.
Yeah, and I
was it something you said?
No, I don't think so. But I was kind of out of control on the booze at the time. So it's unclear to me whether I said something or not. There's the liberal agenda for the day. Here it is from the Streisand compound. One, organized relief benefit for authors of anti-Bush books. For Mark Crispin Miller, he needs some money. Two, find the nearest 25-year-old who didn't vote and break his Game Boy. That's a joke, so relax. Three, go to church. Maybe God is punishing us. Yeah. Four, one last time, blame Nader, then let it go. Five, today's phrase, when it comes to voting, it's quality, not quantity, man. I wish CNN would talk about that, man. I mean, what the hell is going on? What's going on Monday?
Oh, man, coming up next week, we've got Ira Glass, host of This American Life, the Reverend Barry Lynn from Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and your homie Judy Gold will be joining us for a chat as well.
Judy.
So be listening next week on Air America Radio. Good weekend, folks.
You too, man.